Justin Urquhart-Stewart, thank you so much for joining us. Economist, market commentator from Seven Investment Management. Very much appreciate you talking to us. Well, I'm almost done for another day. I have to warn you yet again, it's another 4-day week for me. Well, I'm working tomorrow, but doing something else. Carol Malone, the wonderful Carol Malone, will be in to take my place to keep the seat warm. And ahead of her, of course, delighted to say, well, I say delighted, contractually obliged to say that John Holmes is here.
That's right.
From 1 o'clock.
Hi.
Hi. From 1 o'clock to tell us what's on his show.
Well, we've got Aidan Gillen in today. Now, he is, of course, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, he's Peter Baelish from Game of Thrones, and he's in the new King Arthur film, so he's coming in to talk about that. I will also, in the interest of balance, you may have heard that Jeremy Corbyn's car has run over a BBC cameraman's
foot. Do you know what? I forgot to mention that. It was some breaking news while we're in the middle of an interview. Yes.
So that's happened. He's had to go to hospital.
I don't think they did it deliberately, in their defence.
Well, for balance, we're going to be following the progress of the other parties as they run over other BBC cameramen's feet. Because they have to.
Are you throwing out assistant producers as bait?
Yes, I am, with targets.
Can I give some names?
Yeah, please do. I know who they are.
Wait, this Game of Thrones, so it's interesting. I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. My husband and I were like, right, that's the next big box set that we're going to go for.
But so I'm quite excited because I love Game of Thrones and I love him. So he's coming in to talk about King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Yeah, I think they're going to want to have someone to sort of keep you apart, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
Don't lick him or anything, will you?
Well, not again.
Okay,
no.
Exactly. Right, so that's Mr. John Holmes coming up at 10 o'clock tomorrow. As I say, I'll be back on Monday. No, it's not Friday. It is Thursday tomorrow. As I say, Carol Malone will be in the hot seat. Have a great afternoon. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In May, we've got 125 by 18 millimetre solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £20.95 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. Welcome to your Thursday between 1 and 4. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour's draft manifesto leaked. Hear from teacher cleared of rape. And Fair McCann breaks down on telly.
Talk Radio.
Labour has been accused of trying to take the country back to the 70s after a draft copy of its manifesto was leaked. It includes plans to renationalise the railways and Royal Mail and scrap tuition fees in England. The party also wants to renew Trident and find an extra £6 billion a year for the NHS. UKIP leader Paul Nuttall says Labour is living in the past.
They want to raise the red flag. It's as if they never learn. It's 1983's longest suicide note in history all over again.
A teacher who was wrongly accused of raping an underage pupil's exclusively told Talk Radio he doesn't think any man in the right mind should join the profession. Unions claim 1 in 5 school staff are subject to some sort of false allegation during their career. 38-year-old Cato Harris says despite being cleared of all charges last year, he can't face going back to the job.
I can go back to teaching, on paper. In reality, I won't go back to teaching. Not only because I don't think, with all the goodwill in the world, I don't think any teaching recruiter would want to give me a job. Because however innocent I am, I have baggage.
three women have been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with preparing a terrorist act and conspiracy to murder. They were arrested in London and Kent last month following raids in the northwest of the capital. One was shot during the operation. It's been revealed people diagnosed with HIV today can expect to live almost as long as people without the condition. Better treatment and medicine mean 20-year-olds starting the process now are likely to live for a decade longer than those diagnosed in the 90s. And TV star Fern McCann has broken down in tears, discussing the stress on her pregnancy caused by the unborn child's father being charged over an acid attack in East London. In her first interview since her ex-boyfriend Arthur Collins was arrested, she said the public support helped to get her through.
Great news for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. I got no issues. Anyway, hi Victoria.
Hi John.
Hi, can you see anything different about me?
New glasses.
Well, yeah, there's a tale there.
What's the tale?
Well, so I have just been to do a pre-recorded interview with a noted Hollywood film celebrity star.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as you will be familiar, dear listener, some of these are held in hotels. They're called junkets, and you go along because the star's too lazy to come to the studio, so you have to traipse there to interview the person. Now, depending on who the person is, you're happy to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go, I can't be asked to interview them, whatever it might be. But in this case, I wanted to go, okay? And it's an interview we're going to put out on Monday. But on the tube on the way back, that's right, I keep it real. I may have left my reading glasses because I'm old.
Yeah.
And I haven't got used to them yet because while I've had them for about 18 months, I don't wear them all the time, clearly.
No, you don't.
And I just took them with me because I had some questions written down that I wanted to ask the actor. And I thought, well, I probably need them. But for the first time ever conducting an interview, I had them on, but I had to keep taking them off to look at it because otherwise he was out of focus. Do you know what? And it was weird, and I just felt a bit conscious about the whole thing. Anyway, and then so I sort of shoved them in my pocket, left them there, and then when I got off the tube, they weren't there anymore. So because I can't read this...
Yeah.
Show running order. I had to just run to Boots and pick up what I think you'll find some very stylish reading glasses.
I mean,
even though they had none in stock and this was the only pair they had, and they don't really work for my eyes. But you know, here I am.
You look like Alan Carr.
Shut up.
I mean, they're not very nice, are
they? No, they're not. I'm not saying they're nice. I'm just saying they're an emergency pair of... That's what they are. Just an emergency. So, I just had to run to Boots and come back.
Can you actually read with those on
Yeah, there? I mean, I can't read with them. But
they're vaguely the right prescription.
Vaguely is the right word.
You're lucky you can buy off the peg. I can't.
No, well, you wear them all the time, don't you?
No.
Oh, what are yours then?
Oh, well, I've got an astigmatism, so in one eye it's much worse.
All right.
The prescription.
Yeah.
So I wear them for driving, computer, reading.
All right. Well, Cornelius,
I don't wear glasses, so my eyes are perfect. End of conversation.
Your eyes look into.
No, they don't.
The reason he doesn't wear glasses is not because he doesn't need them; it's because they can't find any wide enough that both eyes will look through. Because he's got eyes that look like you know the
four eyes. Shut up.
You know that I've taken them off now. You know. The sloth.
I'm offended by that, Cornelius.
Oh, in Ice Age, your eyes are like him, but where Russell Howard's mated with him and an offspring child has been born.
Don't care.
And that's what your eyes
are
like.
No, they're not.
They are. Anyway, I mentioned that because, you know, I don't know why.
I mean, it's a fascinating story.
Isn't it, though? I think we all enjoyed that. Personal anecdote of mine there. We've got to do weather and stuff, have we?
Yeah, we can't forget the weather. Hey, Victoria. Just as Victoria was walking into the studio earlier, she loudly swore and then went, weather! And ran back to her desk.
I mean, I don't know why you bothered doing it. Just look out the window like you normally do. What's the weather?
Warmer with heavy showers developing across the southwest of England. I can't see the southwest of England. Largely dry.
Well, you need new glasses.
Oh my God. Highs are 21 degrees. It's going to be a long day.
Thank you, Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi,
Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho has described tonight's Europa League semi-final second leg with Celta Vigo as the most important match in the history of both clubs. United lead the Spaniards 1-0 from the first leg, courtesy of Marcus Rashford's goal. Former United defender and Champions League medal winner Henning Berg told TalkSport it's a big occasion, but the biggest ever.
When you live in the moment, it's difficult to see the whole big history of United. So, of course, it's a massive game for United this season, that is for sure.
West Brom manager Tony Pulis says his side are perfectly happy to be the party poopers against Chelsea tomorrow evening. A win at the Hawthorns for the Blues will see them crowned Premier League champions. Pulis says his side won't just roll over. Finally, cricket. In the IPL today, top of the table Mumbai Indians face 5th place Kings 11 Punjab. The whole game's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben. Great news about TalkSport 2 there. Right. 6 minutes past one, and we're going to bring you a Thursday.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the Money Hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. On the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you then, I am. Kasabian, you know, Kasabian.
We're going to start with the Times.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
A Komodo dragon called Julie Hartley Brown. They hold hands while they sleep. It's the turn of... But BJ McKay, famously, anyway, had a bear. Not a bear. Tel Aviv is the place to go. It's popping off like a sort of international tube of Pringles. Ass podcast, wearing no pants, scratching a bum. Philip, I guess you wouldn't drink bin juice. Follow the leader. Why has he done this?
To be.
And it's to be or not. All right, so what are you doing today, Clement? What's going on?
Tonight I'm a DJ.
What do you think?
I search my name on Twitter.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
so good afternoon then to you, and welcome, obviously welcome, to what is perhaps fewer obviously, your slice of radio entertainment for a Thursday afternoon, or certainly what passes as it. Welcome, as I say, I am John Holmes, and here we are then, leaking out of your wireless, like a Labour manifesto spilling itself all over the newspaper. A leaked draft of that, of course, as you've been hearing in the news. It was due to be signed off by party officials today and then officially announced next week, the Labour manifesto. But we've learned early, of course, of Labour's plan to renationalise the railway, renationalise the post office, the energy company, strengthen trade union rights, reintroduce national pay bargaining. Many, of course, saying that Labour are taking us right back to the 1970s. Now, I've been looking through the manifesto. They've always promised repeats. Also promised repeats if it ain't half hot, mum, which is good news. And the black and white minstrel show's coming back. Should Labour get in? Citizen Smith, obviously. Okay. Perhaps it is. I mean, it's all part of Jeremy Corbyn's plan to relive the 1970s. Perhaps it's part of a plan. Perhaps that's what he wants to get back. Because apparently that is when he used to have sex with Diane Abbott, isn't it? So... maybe he's trying to go back to the good old days, eh? Although, given her recent form with remembering the correct numbers, she's probably forgotten when it was and how many times. How many times did you do it with Jeremy, Diane? Oh, 50? Well, it says 100. 100? I don't know. I don't know the numbers. At the time of this interview, it's 50. No, it wasn't. For balance, by the way, I should say the Conservatives have said that this will rack up tens of billions of extra borrowing for families and put Brexit negotiations at risk. That's the Conservative stance on the Labour manifesto this morning, when it came out. While the Liberal Democrats, like everyone else, have said, Jeremy Corbyn doing it with Diane Abbott. Ugh, my eyes! Balance. Anyway, hello. As I said, I am John Holmes. Welcome. And have we got a show for you today? Actually, to be honest with you, I've got no idea. Let me check. Hang on.
Have we got a show?
I think I might have. Sorry.
What's that on the floor?
No, I've left it. I've left the show outside in the control room.
Oh.
I'm just going to fetch the show. Just left it.
All right.
I didn't have my glasses, so I can't. I left it on the...
Yeah.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
So we do have one then.
Yeah. I left it. I've got the show here now. Someone accidentally put it in the bin out there. So here we are then, and here's what's coming up between now and four of your actual clock. Today's big story on the way as we throw ourselves onto the mercy of the big news as well. Headline Hijack, as you would expect if you're a regular listener, is also in this hour. Here's how it works. You send us a story you've made up using words that you know. Write them in an order that sounds a little bit like a news story. And who knows, your words could come out of Victoria's mouth, this mouth, masquerading as the truth in the 2pm bulletin. Here's how to get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the text anyway, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. That's the social medias. And also, you'll find the handy news guide that, it merges current affairs with Japanese poetry, of course. It's the news in haikus, that's on the way. Work Experience Punditry brings geeky, gadgety stuff to the yard, and Work Experience Daisy is in to technically go through it, both literally and metaphorically. There's the big debate at three. Professor Stephen Hawking will join us. Friend of the show, he'll be telling us a joke later. That's in Professor Stephen Hawking's Pullback and Reveal. There's bonus news from Victoria. What is today's bonus news?
Animal news.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Why? Have you got it already?
No.
Okay. Today, though, if it's happening in the world of animals, you will know it. It comes in animal news. Oh, and also, we'll be playing this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Of course, it's Thursday, so that is a thing. Radio's only quiz based on the life and work of Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's radio's least popular game. And today, having a go on it, is a magician. Yes, that's right. One of the magician duo, Morgan and West. I don't know which. Actually, I don't think either of them is a witch. I think they're magicians. I think I was right the first time. Like I said then. And we bring you hot guest action. Do you like Game of Thrones? Well, if you do, you will be aware of Lord Peter Baelish. Well, he's going to be with us after 2 o'clock. Actor Aidan Gillen is also in the new King Arthur film, and that's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Aidan Gillen with us after 2. Ginger Dave is not producing today. Ass broadcast is through the glass, though. She's through
the miserable window!
Yeah.
Did you get excited then because I said the word witch?
No.
Has your filling fallen out?
It has.
I know.
Where's your glasses?
Yeah, I've got them on now.
How much were they, John?
They're not cheap when you go buy emergency glasses, I'll tell you that.
No, I bet they're not.
No. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Paid intern Cornelius. What?
I was about to say start your message with the word talk.
Okay, fine.
You looked at me.
Right, good.
Hi,
Cornelius. Hi. That's good, yeah. It's 1:15, and of course we need to get into the show with some music. Today's big story, what could it possibly be? Well, as you know, if you're a regular listener, a little game for you to play along at home. It's just for fun, no prizes. What is today's big story? The clues are within the music I'm about to play. It's the Water Boys, it's the Hole of the Moon. It links to today's big story.
I wandered out in the world for years.
the boys.
You saw Brigadoon. I saw the Crescent.
It's a song about somebody showing their bottom to people.
You saw the whole of the moon.
I think the only pop song to feature the noise and sound effect of a comet. But why would I be playing
that
it?
Can't be true.
I think it might be. I'm happy to take texts on other songs that contain the noise of a comet. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then put another song that has the noise of a comet in it.
You just flew.
But why would I be playing it today? It links to today's big story, of course. It's the Water Boys. And it's the whole of the moon.
You just knew.
Cornelius has been trying hard to guess. Yeah. What do you think? Clues are all there.
I think a lot, John.
I know.
Is it something to do with the people who run water, the Water Boys, or and water girls?
Right. Sexist.
But anti-sexist.
And non-specific gender water people as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
That?
No.
Waterboard.
No. What does water do?
Flows.
Yeah. Yeah, anything else?
Wets.
Yes.
Cleans.
Yes.
Cleans.
No.
Is it something clean?
No. No. No.
Pours. It rains.
Yeah.
It flows.
Yeah, you said that.
It freezes. It evaporates. It drips.
Right, leaks. It leaks, doesn't it?
Is it the water that leaks?
No, it is. Water leaks.
Isn't it the pipe that leaks?
Water leaks out of a pipe. Doesn't it?
Doesn't a pipe leak water?
Stop arguing. It's about the Labour Party leaks.
Ah.
It links to that.
The vegetables?
No. Comet, listen. There you go. There's no other song that has the noise of a comet in it. Prove me wrong, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
All right. Fine. So it is, of course, today's big story, the leak of the Labour Party manifesto, which in front of all the newspapers today. We're going to need a guest to talk to, of course. That's broadcasted through the glass. It's her job to book us one. Cass, could you get us a guest, please? Could you book us a guest, please? Jeremy what? Corbyn or something like that. He's run over a man's foot in his car. Did you know that?
What?
This morning.
Did he?
Jeremy Corbyn's car ran over the foot of a BBC cameraman. For balance, all of the other parties now have to run over the feet of cameramen.
I didn't know that.
No, you don't know. Could you get us a guest, please?
Like a plumber?
No. Talk Radio in the afternoons. We will talk to somebody about the Labour Party manifesto leak. Next could be a plumber, who knows? Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
How are we going to make the whole nation rise? Agitate, educate, organise. Join the conversation party.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric!
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, we've got a 6x5-foot close board fence panel for only £16.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M5 heading northbound's got one lane closed and slow traffic at the moment, all due to a broken down car between Junction 2 for Oldbury through towards Junction 1 for West Bromwich. It's happened within the roadworks area, so lane 1 of the three-lane stretch there is closed. The A38 heading southbound through Little Eaton's also blocked with queuing traffic due to an accident between Alverton Road, Little Eaton Island, congestion back towards Derby Road at the moment, and the A47 heading westbound through Norwich. Very slow going at the moment, and the road's currently been closed following a spillage of diesel, recovery work and an earlier bin lorry fire. I'm Andy Broxton.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming in. Of course, you're very free to send us, fancy and free, if you will, to send us your reactions. And you can get them to us in a variety of ways. One of them includes shoving them forcefully into Cornelius's mouth, who will now regurgitate some of them.
Lots coming in. John, I'm voting Labour. That's coming from a fuddy-duddy lefty. Yeah. John, I'm voting Conservative. That's coming from a toff. Yeah. John, I'm voting Lib Dems. That's coming from someone who's a bit of a melt. John, I'm voting UKIP. That's coming from someone who hates immigrants. John, I'm voting the SNP. Thank you very much to Braveheart for that one. John, I'm voting the Green Party, and that's coming from a smelly hippie.
All very balanced there, of course. Each have their own reasons for voting for their party, and of course we mentioned all of the major ones there. It's time to talk about today's big story. So, Labour has leaked. Some Corbyn has apparently spurted out prematurely, and now the papers have got hold of it, rather taking the wind out of the party's manifesto sails. Renationalisation of energy, the post office and the railways, of course, are the headline grabbing points. You may have seen them all on the front of the papers this morning. You've been hearing about them in the news here on Talk Radio. But although we don't know quite how the railways are going to be renationalised, of course, when the last franchise in this country doesn't expire till 2036, so that's not clear. It'll mean that Jeremy Corbyn has to be Prime Minister for about 19 years, which seems unlikely. Still, what is a manifesto promise without it being broken at some point? Hashtag Liberal Democrat tuition fees. And for balance, I think we're still wondering exactly what happened to more transparency from the Conservatives, given the restrictions they then put on the Freedom of Information Act and vetted questions from journalists in this election campaign. But what of the Labour leak? Of course, we could analyse what's in the draft, but everybody's been doing that, so because it's interesting when this kind of thing happens, I thought it would be better to find how these things come to be leaked in the first place, how deliberate it is, who does it, who does the leaking, how do they get it to the media undetected? Or is that even the point? Do they email it to, I don't know, leaks@bbc.co.uk or something? Or do they hand it in to specific journalists, as they did in this case at the Telegraph and the Mirror? Well, to find out, the investigative journalist and writer David Henker is on the line and knows about this kind of thing. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello.
very interesting story today.
It is, isn't it? And that's the thing. Many people saying, OK, the Labour are going to do this and they're going to do that, and that's what they say. But when things like this happen, sometimes they're deliberate leaks and sometimes not, of course. What do we make of this one?
Well, this one certainly is a friendly leak because it was going to become public next week anyway at the manifesto launch. Mm. And there are two ways it could have come. One, because actually Labour may have distributed it to a number of people before the meeting today to finalise it, which makes it easier for a journalist who's got a lot of good contacts in the Labour Party for someone to slip it to him. And secondly, it could in one sense be deliberate, because if you're thinking about it, Labour launches its manifesto, it's an official day. If the Tories or the Lib Dems want to sort of ruin it all, they can announce something at the same time,
yes,
which would actually divert the press.
That's happened many times before.
Yeah, absolutely. So in a way, I tend to think that this is, shall I say, semi-deliberate, with a nod somewhere saying, because frankly, it comes out of the blue. You can't, you can't fix an alternative story within once something's been leaked like this, and also because it's been leaked, there's probably more interest in it because it's all come out unofficially.
Well, indeed, and of course the headline, you know, as I said, it's headline grabbing, that's the point of it. Now, when something does leak, is it a case of the journalists talking to their contacts first? Is it sort of done it in advance? Do the people who sort of want to leak it go to the papers? What do? They email it? I like to think they're handing this stuff out in brown envelopes, basically, and it's all a bit secretive.
Well, that is it. I mean, there are really two types of leaks in one sense. There's a leak that is basically like this one, really, sort of promoting something which actually the Labour Party is probably not going to complain about. But imagine a situation where someone has got, or shall I put it this way, some dirt and evidence of bad behaviour by another politician.
Yeah.
Then, actually, what happens is, and it's happened to me, is you arrange quietly with this politician to meet somewhere where there's nobody about, and sure enough, a piece of paper or a detailed evidence is actually given to you, and then you're left to follow it through. And that has to be done, well, actually, in most cases, it has to be done quite craftily. Like, for instance, I once had a sort of details of leak by going to an obscure pub that wouldn't be, where there would be no politicians or anything like this.
Right.
Or even, actually, in one case, a greasy spoon cafe, which will be full of other people. Funnily enough, you might be meeting in plain sight, but no one is actually going to sort of recognise you, because you're in a different environment. So you do things like that when that happens. And also, actually, since the internet, I mean, on my own website, Investigator, I do get a direct, want to contact you about this, sent as a message, and then I then follow up that way, actually.
It's an interesting, as well, because obviously the Telegraph and the Mirror and the BBC got this document, it seems. So however it was done, it was, you know, you've got to calculate where to send it as well, presumably.
Yes, that's true. You notice the Telegraph got it, but the Daily Mail didn't get it, actually, not initially. And so, therefore, it looks like it's a more concentrated leak in that sense. You know, a leak that's been directed to certain papers, like the Mirror would be sympathetic to Labour,
yes.
So they seem to have got it. The Telegraph would certainly stir up all the Tories, actually, if you wanted to get there quickly, and so on. And also would probably report it in detail. And the BBC would be seen as, neutral and therefore likely to run pro and con debate.
Yeah.
And what it has done is actually stimulated a huge debate, hasn't it?
Well, it hasn't.
Everyone is talking about
it. Which is, you know, exactly, and at this time, you know, when everyone is trying to get their messages across in a noisy media environment, it's done that job, I suppose we could argue. And I think that is a good glimpse behind the scenes, because you're right, it's gone to a Labour supporting paper, a Tory paper, and a neutral BBC. So actually, that whole spectrum has been covered. David, thank you very much for joining us. Quite interesting there, I think, about how exactly these things work, because we all go, oh, leak, that must have happened by accident. But in effect, what David's saying is there's every chance that was done slightly deliberately, so it couldn't be derailed because it came out of nowhere by the Tories announcing something on the perceived day of the launch of the manifesto. All right, in the next half an hour, then we will be bringing you Headline Hijack. We'd like you to make the news up, please. You can get your made-up news to us. Those lines are open, 87222.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And, of course, we'll be going through the papers with the Diversity Paper Review. It's a different diversity. Reviewing the papers each day. Today, it's a Jewish man. That makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. At just after 1:30 now, Victoria, who is a lady, has got the news.
Talk Radio.
Critics of Labour's leaked draft manifesto say it would take the country back to the 70s. The 43-page document sets out plans to renationalise energy companies, railways, Royal Mail, keep Trident and scrap tuition fees in England. A no-deal Brexit would also be ruled out. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says it's shambolic.
The Labour manifesto ceased to have any meaning whatsoever the moment that Jeremy Corbyn backed UKIP and Theresa May in taking us towards the most extreme version of Brexit without any questions asked. It means that there will not be the money available to afford even the modest ambitions that might be in that manifesto.
Three women have appeared in court in connection with what's thought to be the first all-female alleged British-based terror plot. The group, which include a mother and daughter, are charged in relation to the alleged planning of a knife attack in Westminster. They've all been remanded in custody. A company that made almost 100 million nuisance calls in 18 months has been fined a record £400,000 by the data watchdog. The automated calls by Kaboom Communications led to more than 1,000 complaints. The Bank of England has warned for the first time that Britons face a year of falling wages. Its Governor Mark Carney's admitted 2017 will be a challenging time for British households as spending has slowed at a faster rate than expected. And a former London trader who built up a fortune in the Russian energy industry has been ordered to pay his estranged wife £453 million. It's thought to be the biggest award ever made in a UK divorce court. The weather warmer with heavy showers developing across the southwest of England, largely dry and sunny elsewhere with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in
26
minutes.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's fine, isn't it? What's wrong with 26 minutes away of news?
Okay, fine, whatever, John.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
It just should be a bit further away.
Why don't you leak the news earlier to us and we can report on it and then you officially publish it at you know, about 3:05 when we get to it.
There you go.
Let's not do that.
All right. Anyway, Victoria's back in half an hour. She's going to have, 26 minutes. She's going to have the news. It's 25 minutes now. She's going to have the news and it will contain a made-up news lie at 2 o'clock. It's Headline Hijack. The lines, as you know, are open for it. All you've got to do is come up with some words that you know. Put them in an order that makes sense and sounds a bit like a news story. And then imagine Victoria stumbling her way through it as usual.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. And messages cost 25 pence plus the standard network rate.
Have you been told to say that?
Yeah. Cost. I got in my ear. Just cost. It's also been written in big red in front of me.
Now look at that. What does it cost again?
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Oh, Twitter, you can use Twitter, can't you? At Talk Radio.
Starting this for any word you like, and it's free. Couldn't have been clearer.
Anyway, that way, and of course, also on the programme, don't forget, after 2 o'clock, very excited, Aidan Gillen, actor, off of Game of Thrones. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, he's Peter Baelish, Lord Peter Baelish, Littlefinger. He'll be joining us.
That's what we call you.
It's not... Can I say that on the radio?
No.
I'm going to write down my response.
Okay.
Okay, to your little quip there. Right, and then... I know I can't say it on the radio, but that.
Well, you know, the photos that are going around are actually false, so...
Anyway,
Photoshop.
Not. So, in the next bit, things.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add
lad, Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay then, let's go through some headline hijacks. Just they've been coming in, thank you for them. Cornelius has been collecting some. What have you got there, Cornelius? Cornelius?
This is from Dave, who says, not perturbed by losing his job as the head of the FBI, James Comey is launching his own range of house slippers based on the traditional footwear of the native Siberian Cossacks, the Comey toes. Promise to keep feet warm even in the coldest parts of the tundra. Comey toes will be available in all good shoe shops and some rubbish ones.
Comey toes.
Very clever.
This has come in from Sarah. Parents have been warned not to give their children fidget spinners.
You should explain what they are, really, well, because I only found out this morning.
Yes, well, I only found out yesterday.
Okay. Right,
and apparently they're a thing. And yesterday I got home and my children had one each. And I was like, what's this? And there are, I don't know.
They're a little spinny toy.
It's a little spinny thing. I don't know what it does. And Maisie said, oh, look, Dad, you can do all these tricks with it. And, so, and then proceeded to show me some tricks that I could not replicate. So I don't know. But it's just a spinny thing. Anyway, parents have been warned not to give their children fidget spinners, which might be a tribute act to the spinners as far as, I don't know.
No.
As the new craze amongst children has led to a change in behaviour and an increase of violence on playgrounds up and down the country. The spinning toys are said to be hypnotising children and then telling them to injure as many people as possible.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Is that what they... I don't know. It's a fidget spinner. Anyway, it's like a little triangle thing that spins. Great. What have you got there?
The only leaked report in the press today, according to Shannon, who says a leaked report in the last hour has shown that FIFA are investigating the transfer of Paul Pogba from Juventus to Manchester United, as they believe that there's not been enough corruption in the transfer. FIFA regulations do ban all corruption, but with the current governing board, conventions dictate that money should be put in back pockets at all possible opportunities.
Right, who's that from?
Shannon.
Shannon, thank you very much, Shannon. Okay, it's over to you now, because you've got 20 minutes. That's when the news is, and that gives you time to come up with a story plausible that goes into the bulletin and comes out of Victoria at 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. You could be today's Headline Hijacker. Here's the number once again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And Twitter you can use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And before that and after the traffic and travel, today's diversity paper review. It's Talk Radio, Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, there you are. Mrs. Wren says that all Wren kitchens are currently half price. Really, Mrs. Wren? Half price? And VAT free? Are you pulling my leg? And you can get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy 5 or more units. This sounds like fake news to me. Apparently not. It's a genuine offer. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
Dave, this is not the way to the ground. Please put the sat-nav on.
Sat-nav? I don't need that. I'm a human compass, me.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
David, I don't think this is Wembley, is it?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Oh, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The M4 heading westbound through Berkshire's got one lane closed, all due to a broken down lorry between junction 14 for Hungerford through towards junction 15 for Swindon East. Traffic reported to be coping well. M5 heading northbound also seeing one lane closed due to a broken down car between junction 5 for the A38 through towards junction 4A for the M42. And the A1M heading northbound through Bradbury is queuing at the moment. The main carriageway has been closed, all due to an overturned lorry on the roundabout above the carriageway. Therefore, the northbound stretch of the A1M has been closed at the junction as a precaution. I'm Andy Broxton.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time. On Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, of which today, right now, is one. Now, the news. Well, of course, Labour's draft manifesto has been leaked. Back to the 1970s, say the newspapers. The renationalisation of the railways, of the energy companies, of course, and the post office. New repeats, if that makes sense, of It Ain't a Half Hot Mum, bringing back the black and white minstrel show, that kind of thing, all back to the 1970s. And today, of course, we know that Jeremy Corbyn's car ran over the foot of a BBC cameraman. And, of course, that draws the attention back to Michael Foot, doesn't it? Who, of course, was the leader of the Labour Party with the last left, very left-wing manifesto. So it's all politics, isn't it?
It's and, all adding up.
And for balance, we should say Conservatives, Liberal Democrats. There. Right, so it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my foot around it.
No, well, don't you worry, Cornelius. Now you've got to name some previous leaders of the other parties to balance that out.
Well, as Talk Radio's political editor, I find that very easy, John.
Go on then.
Former David leader. Cameron.
I thought you might go back a bit further, but okay, fine, yeah. And Liberal Democrats.
Oh, that's it. Liberal Democrat. Who was the boozer one? Kennedy.
Yeah. Charles Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
JFK.
Right. Good. Good job you're the political editor. I'm glad it's working out. Right. Anyway, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Can't get my head around it.
Yeah. Well, it's all right because we're here to help anyway. Because what we do is we take the news and we put it through the medium of Japanese poetry. As regular listeners know, it's the best way to understand the difficult stories because it breaks it down into a rigid number of syllables. 5, 7, 5. It's the news in haikus.
Bad acting in King. Arthur is closest Beckham. We'll get to knighthood.
The news in haikus. Blom is with us. He is today's diversity paper reviewer. Each day we go through the papers, of course we do, but a different diversity does it on each and every occasion because we know that that makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And remind us, if you would, Matthew Blom, of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
Yes.
Well done. So glad I remembered.
Yeah, well done. What is your newspaper of choice? What are you going with first?
Well, all of my stories today are coming courtesy of the Daily Mirror.
All of them?
All of them.
Why is that?
Is that because you've only looked at the Daily Mirror?
Yeah.
No. I mean, lazy, but
it's
all right.
Not because you're joining work in there on Monday.
No, nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Unbelievable.
Not like him today.
He's leaving here this week to go and work
Your last one.
For the Mirror. So I see what you've done. Yeah.
So I thought I'd start with the big story. But to be fair, the biggest story does come from the Daily Mirror. They were the ones that had the Labour Party manifesto
leaked. As were the Telegraph and the BBC.
A bit annoying that, weren't it?
Didn't think of us.
I was expecting to see it in my office this morning.
On your political editor's desk?
Yeah, on my political editor's desk.
Yeah.
And
must have typed in the wrong email.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. All right.
You can go to the Labour Party website now and be the first to get their manifesto by signing up when it is due to be released in the next few days.
Right, good. You can also presumably do that with the other parties, just for balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so give us the bet. We know much of this, the 70s references and so on and so forth, but what are the Daily Mirror, what's their take on it?
Well, essentially, university tuition would be free. They want to nationalise the railways. They want to free up a lot of money, which, depending on who you are, you might be for, you might be against that.
A lot of the reviews of, a lot of people have been poring over this document, of course, which has the word draft stamped through it in big letters, and that's fair enough. And it seems a lot of the policies individually are quite popular policies in concept.
Yes.
Right. Mm. But when you take them as a whole, I suppose, it does sound like we're going backwards a little bit. Is that fair to say? Are the papers right when they say that?
I think so. What's really interesting, though, is that there are two leaked manifestos. One is 46 pages and one is 50 pages.
Right. What's in the four pages?
I don't know. But the Telegraph got one and the Mirror got the other
one.
What
did the BBC get, then?
I'm not sure.
Right. But we were talking.
I'm not sure the BBC did.
I don't think they did.
They did. Yeah.
I remember at first they were reporting that papers.
It was, and I quote, leaked to the BBC, as the Today programme this morning said. Although, of course, I was listening to Paul Ross.
But they claim that, Labour claim they don't really care. But Jeremy Corbyn didn't turn up to the launch of their poster today.
Yes, that's true. Sadiq Khan said that, didn't he?
Yeah. He was due to be there. However, about 20 minutes before it was all meant to kick off, it was announced that Jeremy Corbyn wouldn't be there. He was off in another different meeting.
Yes. Well, being busy, to be fair to him.
It is presumably a busy time.
Yeah. He's busy with his car running over a BBC cameraman's foot.
You know, we don't expect Santa to be around in the build-up to Christmas too much, do we?
No, just his helpers.
Yes.
So very much little Jeremy Corbyn's scampering around.
Little members of Momentum.
Helping out.
Yes.
Which, fair enough. Again, for balance, we also need to say that the other manifestos are
due to be released
next week.
Yeah, next week. So we'll be able to have a look at the Conservative, the Lib Dems. Paul Nuttall, of course, was on the full set. Breakfast with Paul Rossley, the leader of UKIP.
That's right.
And there'll be plenty of election coverage on Sunday morning between 11 till 3 with Paul.
God, you're still working here. Look at that. Look at you.
Professional until the end.
Yeah, well, you necessarily weren't at the beginning or halfway through, but fair enough. So it's interesting in terms of... We were talking to David Henker, the investigative journalist, earlier on the programme about this, and he said often these things are deliberate. He said, because if you think about it, the day that the manifesto is... Any of the party manifestos are due to come
out... No one really cares.
Well, it's not so much that as that. If you have a set date, the other parties can try and derail your announcements by just coming up with another story that might knock it off the front pages. Leak it like this just ahead of it, you're guaranteed all of your policies will be printed.
Yes.
Whether people like them or not.
Exactly.
That's not the point, but you're getting them out there. So actually, he was saying it actually might be quite a smart and deliberate move.
People are reading them in a lot more detail than they would have done. Analysing them. It's getting a lot more media attention, which is what the Labour Party would have wanted. And here we are talking about it.
Yes, indeed. Is there anything else in the paper of your choice?
Yeah, there's quite a few other stories around. I thought I'd change out because the election can get a bit dull for some people.
It's telling me.
You're the political editor!
Oh, yeah.
You thrive for all of this. Facebook these days, you can buy and sell on their marketplace area.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I know this.
I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know.
You're not?
No. Well, I dismissed... When Facebook began, I correctly dismissed it as a fad. I didn't join it. I'm not on it. Never happened.
A former radio presenter that I worked with refused to play the Beatles because they claimed at the time they were simply a fad.
Who was that radio? Name and shame.
Robert Elms.
Robert Elms off of BBC London?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
And he refuses to play the Beatles because he claims they were just a fad.
Well,
little did he know that however many years later they would still be one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah.
I must say, I'm very worried that you're just, telling all these secrets about former colleagues of you, bearing in mind that me and John are about to become former colleagues
of you. That's a worry,
There are no secrets about either of you that I would
broadcast. The stories that are going to be in the Mirror about us two.
I know.
I mean, they're all in John's book.
That's true. Which is available now on Amazon. Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. 5-star reviews, thank you. Amazon, right now, go to amazon.co.uk. Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Or if you go on Facebook, you could buy a gun.
Okay.
What?
I know. Yeah, I know. A gun posted for sale on a Facebook group with a price tag of just £55 has sparked a police investigation. The advert was available just in Liverpool. It was around 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
A real gun?
A real gun. It looked like a revolver.
Right.
I know, which I'm pretty
that
sure...
That won't be a big album.
Yeah. Good.
It's only £55, which I think is a bargain.
I don't know how much is a gun normally. I mean, I've never bought
that's
a gun.
I mean, the BB guns that used to shoot the pellets as a kid.
Yeah,
like a tenner.
Are they? Were they?
I think so.
I've got one of those somewhere. I don't know where, but I've got. I'm sure I've got one of those. They're probably illegal now, anyway. But an actual gun for £55. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't. I'm not on the dark
it
net.
It might come with bullets. Yeah. I don't. Who knows?
Well,
but
I'm not surprised the police swooped on that.
But they are illegal in this country. Don't buy guns, kids.
Yeah, good
that,
advice.
That Facebook marketing marketplace can be a dangerous place. So I have infiltrated a local mum's group
sorry,
on
what?
Facebook. I won't say it's basically the name of my town. There's local mums.
Bromley.
Yeah, don't try and guess it.
How have they let you in, though?
They let anyone in. But
are you pretending to be a mum?
No, I don't post on it. I just look at it, and it's great. All my family are members because we find it hilarious. But it's largely people just selling like children's toys and old dresses and stuff. But every now and then, just these mums sort of turn into vigilantes. And the other day, they thought they'd caught the M25 cat killer. And there were mums all on this Facebook going, yeah, there's a man walking down our street with a cat in his hands, and everyone's like taking photos of him.
Yeah.
And they almost like strung him up by the Facebook comments. There's also someone threatened to smash in the window of the local baker's.
Why?
Why?
Because apparently the baker kicked a dog. Honestly, this is on a Facebook market page.
The baker kicked a dog.
Yeah, the dog was weighing up against the bakery.
Oh, the Bromley dog kicker, as they call him.
Yeah.
String him up.
So the Bromley mums just after anyone that's attacking felines.
It's not Bromley mums, just in case that does exist as well.
The mothers happen to live in Bromley.
I don't know. There's blokes on it as well, and they get quite angry. But yeah,
they're not mums.
No.
Yeah, but anyone can join. Really.
Should we join?
Yeah,
you
can't. Join.
You're not on Facebook.
Oh, all right.
I'll join.
Yeah, it's good fun. Like every now and then, just something comes up, and you're just like, oh, there's been lots of motorcycle gangs around our place.
It's fascinating insight into this.
Yeah, one almost ran over a cat.
Of course.
What a dull place.
Animals very popular on the
group. Turns out. Yeah. You also once infiltrated your own mum, didn't you, as well?
Oh, God.
What? What
else? Speaking of animals.
Yeah, go on then, nicely.
Not in Bromley, but north of the border in Scotland.
Yes.
There's been another sighting of the Loch Ness Monster.
Has there?
Yeah.
I'm quite excited
by
this.
No, there hasn't.
This has been
the
first
story.
No, this is the first time it's happened for 9 months.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh.
But there we go, almost...
Well, that ties back to the mum's page as well, so that's nice.
This is typical of the crap they put in the Mirror.
It is. I have to say, it's very inferior to the Sun.
You're not going to work for the Mirror. It was feared the Loch Ness Monster had gone missing, but a new video has emerged which suggests the world-famous mythical creature may have returned.
Right, OK. What's it doing?
It's a tourist, Rob Jones, captured the bizarre footage on a visit to the Scottish lake on Sunday, which appears to show a Nessie-like shape moving across the loch in front of a passing boat. I don't know if I believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Well,
it suggests to me that you do, by your excitement.
Well, no, I mean, I like the story and so on of the Loch Ness Monster, but I'm fairly convinced there isn't a Loch Ness Monster, because, there just isn't, is there?
No, have you been to it?
No, I would like to go to Loch Ness. I've never done it. But the video is what? Clearly not that. I haven't seen this.
It's probably, you know those things you get in the swimming pool, which are like sausage-like polystyrene things that float?
What, when a child does a turd? What?
No, it's like a float.
They're called noodles.
A noodle, yeah.
It's called a swimming
woggle.
Noodles. A woggle.
No, a woggle's what you put around your neckerchief at Scouts.
That's probably why I was throwing out Scouts then.
It could just be one of those, kind of floating out. Couldn't it? Let's be honest. That could look like, from a distance, in the dark,
yes,
the tip of the Loch Ness Monster.
Judging by the state of the toilets here often, do you think Talk Sports reporter Moose has ever gone for a poo in Loch Ness? Because that would explain it.
It's possible.
No, I don't know.
I like the idea of it existing, I just don't think it does.
Yeah, well, it's like anything like that. It's like the Yeti. I like the idea of it existing, but there would have been more proof by now if there was an actual the Loch Ness Monster.
How did it start, the Loch Ness Monster? Do we know?
Tourism or something, I don't know. There was a famous photograph back in the 20s or something of a creature's head looking rather dinosaur-like coming out of the water, but, you know.
Well, Gary Campbell, keeper of the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing.
Yeah, okay. Apparently. You should get him on. Said, we're quite worried that there hadn't been a sighting for 8 months.
Right. But I didn't hear about the one 8-9 months ago, so...
No.
Anyway, we're about out of time, really.
That's fine.
Now, because you're leaving, that's it, isn't it? We haven't got...
No.
There's no more you.
There's no more me.
No.
You've lost a Jew.
Yeah. And that's, you know, to lose one is careless.
No. So, I'm not sure what you're going to do.
Neither do I. We're going to have to get... Do you know any?
I know lots.
There you go.
Don't worry, I'll give you my phone book.
Find us a replacement, if you would.
I'll just go stand on the street shouting.
Do you have a replacement due service? Do you do that? I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, there's a Facebook group.
Great! Okay, good. Anyway, look, Blom, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers, Matt.
You know, good luck at the whatever you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, that's Matt there. His final diversity paper review.
I'm us. Jewish.
I know. Time for Headline Hijack. After 2 o'clock, by the way, we will be joined by Aidan Gillen, the actor. You will know him, of course, as Lord Peter Baelish, Littlefinger, from Game of Thrones. He's also in the new King Arthur film, King Arthur Legend of the Sword, in which Charlie Hunnam is also in it, and David Beckham is coming in for a bit of flack today, of course, about his acting skills in that. But no such worry of Aidan, for he is a fine craftsman. And he'll be joining us. I'm not just saying that because he's coming in. He will be joining us after 2 o'clock. Also on today's programme, of course, the edition of Paul Rossmaster that you've been waiting for. It's Thursday, so that's what we do. Questions pertaining to the life and career of Mr. Paul Ross. And Paul Rossmaster, just after 3:30 this afternoon. And the big debate at 3, and Professor Stephen Hawking joining us on the programme as well today. However, Headline Hijack, a made-up news story in the news, which is next. Who has supplied it today?
It's Liana.
Liana. Where's she from?
Highbury.
Highbury. Liana's in Highbury. Hi, Liana. You are today's Headline Hijacker. All of that on the way. The news is next. It's coming up to 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind: to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up, quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria, she's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour accused of wanting to go back to the 70s, BT to cut thousands of jobs, and Dappy reportedly arrested.
Talk Radio.
It looks like a Labour government would renationalise energy companies, railways and Royal Mail. A draft of the party's most left-wing election manifesto in a generation has been leaked. It proposes scrapping tuition fees in England and keeping Trident. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says a return to public ownership makes no sense.
Renationalising the railways would mean borrowing billions more and ending up buying out the companies involved in running the railways. So that's going back to the past. Nationalisation, extra borrowing, that's how we got into the financial mess we inherited back 7 years ago.
A teacher subjected to false allegations of rape by a 14-year-old pupil has told Talk Radio he can no longer see why any man in his right mind would join the profession. Kato Harris, who's 38, was cleared in court of all charges last summer, with the jury taking only 26 minutes to deliberate. He's resolute that he will never teach again.
There is a residual feeling of misery about everything that I lost. It is counterbalanced to a large extent by everything that I have gained in terms of my freedom and the ability to make my own decisions about my future.
Three women have been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with preparing a terrorist act. One of them was shot during raids in London and Kent. BT has announced it will be axing 4,000 jobs worldwide over the next 2 years. The company has announced a 19% fall in annual profits to £2.4 billion. A marketing company which made nearly 100 million nuisance calls in 18 months has been handed a record fine of £400,000. Bedfordshire-based Kaboom Communications hid its identity, making it harder for people to complain. And former End-Up star Dappy has reportedly been arrested for hitting a woman in the face with a tennis racket. The Sun claims the 29-year-old rapper was held by officers after the alleged incident in front of his family home in Hertfordshire yesterday.
Dappy. He's out of what band's he out of?
End-Ups. I literally just said it.
End-Ups.
Yeah. He also likes to go fishing. Fact.
What? So he likes fishing and tennis?
Evidently.
Have you seen that nude picture of him?
Yes.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yes.
He's quite large, isn't he?
I mean, can you stop that?
What? I don't know, it's just Dappy. Everyone knows that about him. That's what you know
about
that.
He's hit someone with a tennis racket.
Yeah, allegedly.
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 Didn't he once spit on a horse?
I don't know.
Did he do? Is that him?
Don't know.
Someone once spat on a horse. Was that him out of End-Dubs? Or So Sonic or Rudimental or something like that? What was he? Someone spat on a horse out of a band.
I don't know. I just searched Dappy horse and that picture came
up. Oh yeah,
again.
Fair enough. Don't go.
Can I do the weather, please?
Yes, please. Talk Radio
National Weather. Warmer with heavy showers developing across southwest England. Largely dry with sunny spells, highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Talk Radio
Sports Update. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Everton manager Ronald Koeman says Ross Barkley has until next week's final Premier League game to decide whether he wants to stay or go. The club's working on a new contract for the England midfielder. Koeman won't wait for Barkley if he stalls much longer.
I think if you need so many time, then you have doubts.
Does that concern you?
No. Because I like to work with players who like to stay. And we're already trying to get players in for next season in the front positions.
West Brom boss Tony Pulis says his side are perfectly happy to be the party poopers against Chelsea tomorrow evening. A victory at the Hawthorns for the Blues will see them crowned Premier League champions. Pulis says his side won't just roll over, while Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has confirmed he has a full-strength squad at his disposal. Finally, cricket. In the IPL today, top-of-the-table Mumbai Indians face fifth-place Kings XI Punjab. The whole game's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a new scheme is being rolled out across veterinary surgeries today, which will see dead animals separated into body parts to enable easy recycling. The disposal of animals leads to many carbon emissions, which will now be reduced by up to 13%.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Dappy didn't spit at a horse.
Oh.
A horse kicked Dappy in the face.
Well done, horse.
That's not very nice, Sean.
No, that's mean.
That's really mean.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do we like Dappy?
Well, no, but no one should be kicked in the face by a horse.
Dappy?
No.
When was this?
This was in
2015?
2013.
Oh, 13.
It's fine then. Don't worry about it. Right, so...
That's not how it works.
Right, good. So, you know what? We're going to talk to an actor out of off of Game of Thrones and stuff next on Talk Radio. Talk Radio. Across the UK, online
and on DAB. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts
of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, then. Good afternoon, Talk Radio. Yes, indeed it is. By the way, if you want to get in touch this afternoon, you can. 87222 is the number.
Message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Because of the newspaper's obsession with girl and boy jobs today. Now, that's, by the way, you didn't mishear that. Girl and boy jobs. This is all to do with Theresa May's husband saying that he takes out the bins, of course. And a lot of newspapers and columnists and so on asking whether that's a sexist thing in this day and age. So we're asking about girl and boy jobs in your house because we have that in common with newspapers in that we're lazy and haven't really thought of an interesting angle. So girl and boy jobs in your house, what are they? This has come in from Simon. Hello, Simon. It's a girl's job to do all the cooking, John. Except when it comes to crystal meth, in which case it's the job of the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. What have you got there, Cornelius?
John, it's a man's job to urinate on the toilet seat, of course.
Yep.
And a woman's job to be angry about it.
Yeah, very good, yeah. Hi, John, it's my dad's job to be an alcoholic. And my mum's job to cry about it.
Oh,
a lot.
That's sad.
Anyway, all right, keep your jobs coming in. Of any kind, send your jobs to 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio, very much on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And now, well, this. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and I'm now joined by an actor. I promised you hot guest action, that's what you've got. Joined by an actor who was, of course, a Marine called Wilcox in the 1992 TV movie An Ungentlemanly Act, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive Jeff Barrett in one episode of The Bill in 1993. Hello, Aidan Gillen.
Hi, those are some pretty cool credits you pulled out.
They are. Yeah,
the Bill. You can put together a pretty good reel of actors in The Bill.
Yeah,
and you know if you're really good, you can every 2 years you're allowed to go back in as another character.
Yeah, I that's absolutely right. I've seen villains crop up as policemen and vice versa.
Yeah,
what was Jeff? Can you remember Jeff Barrett?
It was a case of mistaken identity. Was kind of my thing, and there was a murder investigation, and I was the victim. But it turns out I wasn't the victim. I was actually the perp.
Yeah. Spoiler alert there for anyone.
I did have a really cool pair of boots that I brought along and used as costume, and I left them there in a warehouse down in South London somewhere.
You had to take your own boots for costume.
Yeah, well, I often do that. You know what I mean? Because you know they're going to fit.
Good point.
But just don't leave them behind. Naomi Watts, the actress, Naomi Watts, who kind of really came to prominence with David Lynch's film Mulholland Drive,
yeah.
That same year was in The Bill.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's all good company.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not in King Arthur, though, is she?
She's not.
No. But you are.
I am.
With Charlie Hunnam, of course. And David Beckham, it turns out, as well.
Beckham's in there, yeah.
Yeah. Your Goose Fat Bill. Tell us, for those that don't know, haven't seen it yet, tell us about King Arthur.
Well, King Arthur is it's a Guy Ritchie film. It's, you know, his version of the tale that kind of everyone knows, I guess, King Arthur. Mm. But, you know, it's a noisy, brash, irreverent, hyper-energized take on, you know, a boy's own tale, except it's not just for boys.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, he's quite hyper-stylized, you know what I mean? It's a fun action fantasy film.
It is,
you know, and
yeah.
It does what it says on the pack.
The pitch, I read the pitch, was something like, which is very Guy Ritchie, of course, is Lord of the Rings meets Snatch, which yeah. I sort of get, actually. You sort of go, I can see where you were going with that. Because that style, like you said, there's a very Guy Ritchie, you know it's his thing, don't you? It's very stylized. And does that come across on the script when you sort of first read it?
Yeah, although the script that I first read is kind of different to what, you know, the film ended up being, but that's always the way with films, or often the way with films. But, you know, I knew it would be a quite laddish caper, you know, I mean... he does do guys very, you know, very well.
Excellent.
You know, the way that kind of guys are around each other, you know, so I don't want to give the impression that it's a purely male film that only kind of guys are going to like, because it's not, you know. But you know, camaraderie between, you know, bunches of people, and the way, you know, people, you know, rip each other up and kind of have a laugh together, but, you know, and have fun together. Yeah.
Well, it comes across. I mean, that's, it does, you know, in terms of how. And did it feel like that? Because you and Charlie, of course, go way back.
Yeah.
To Queer as Folk.
Yeah.
So was that a kind of reuniony moment, or how was that?
Kind of. Yes, to be honest, didn't think about it too much. Yeah. I mean, I did work with Charlie. That's like 16 years ago,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
It was one of his first jobs. But, you know, we've both been doing, you know, plenty of stuff since, and, you know, so it's didn't really think about it too much. It's, you know, I'd say. That's always the way. You're always working with people that you worked with, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It happens all the
That's
time.
That's how it works, yeah, of course.
Of course, that was a quite groundbreaking series. People kind of noticed it. So, you know, people do have commented on that, but I haven't thought about it too much. It's been really interesting for me watching Charlie's career, you know, develop, because I knew it was going to happen. I knew he was clever enough to wait for decent roles, you know. And not just take, you know, whatever was going to be offered, you know, in the early years, because it tends to be, you know, if you play a quite, you know, a distinctive kind of role when you're like 18, then you'll get offered, you know, more of the same. So, but the clever thing to do is to wait around until something that's completely different comes along. And when I saw him backflip off a horse in Cold Mountain as an albino gunslinger, you know, do a backward somersault off a horse with like a pistol in each hand, I knew that he was in business.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, then he'll wait for another couple of years and, you know, there'll be a role in, say, Children of Men or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, after whatever it is, 15 years, you know, he's kind of properly arrived on the scene now with, you know, really good performance in Lost City of Z.
Yeah.
And this film. And he's also just in a remake of Papillon with Rami Malek.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty exciting for him.
Do you find as well, when you choose roles, because, I mean, I think I've read before with an interview with you where you do sort of go for variety deliberately. But,
yeah.
And is that genuinely how you approach it in much that same way?
Yeah. I mean, I tend to, you know, after doing, you know, one kind of thing, try and do something, not just a different kind of role, but maybe in a different medium and maybe in a different country, you know, different continent. It's always good to escape and just get out of here, you know, and go off. And I've been lucky enough that I've had work in theatre, film and TV in Britain, Ireland and the States mostly, but also some other places too. It's kind of nice to just try and get out of town and let people forget about you, you know, and then come back a few years later and try and do something different.
Yeah. Well, we should mention Game of Thrones, of course, because Peter Baelish is a he's been, you know, in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
And you get that with Game of Thrones, as you know, you get that sense of go right, who's going to last this series and who isn't. And now we're past the books, of course, into uncharted territory. So I know you were familiar with the books anyway. I think you read the books, didn't you? So you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But what next? I know you can't tell us, but, you know.
I mean, I can't really tell plot points, but, I mean, it is interesting to a phenomenon that something that was, you know, a best-selling series of books became a, you know, hugely popular TV show, and then it was inevitable that the TV show was going to surpass the books in storytelling terms unless the books were rushed, which George or Martin would never do, you know, because they're such dense and meticulously wrought pieces of literature. You know, it's an interesting place to be at, because in previous years, if somebody wanted to know what was going to happen or what was likely to happen, all they have to do is look at the book or look at their Game of Thrones companion app, which I have to say is pretty helpful.
That's a thing.
It lists all the characters. There's about 4,000.
Yeah.
Alphabetically, it takes you like 5 minutes to scroll through it. So it's interesting. So for the audience and for the actors, you know, for everybody, it's just a little bit more exciting because you don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you what's coming either.
No, but, you know, I know you can't.
Other than the 7 episodes this year and starting in July. And
Which is annoying because I want, you know, I want those long runs.
Frankly. I know, but the reason is that... The spectacle that's expected is now greater than ever. You know,
of course,
once you start showing massive battle scenes, like you did that Battle of the Bastards in the last season, you've got to kind of continue to give people that kind of spectacle. It's almost impossible to shoot 10 episodes of that in 5 months,
yeah,
or in 5.5 months. So it's a shorter season. That's the reason.
Do you take any, I mean, you mentioned leaving boots behind on a set, but do you take skills when you learn to do stuff? I'm thinking bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Do you, because you have to learn this stuff, presumably. So
you do,
do you take those skills quite seriously and you sort of go, okay, I can now, I'm now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you well, you take them as seriously as you have to.
Yeah.
And then usually when you're done, you know, you kind of, I can't say there's anything that I learned on a job that I, you know, pursued as a kind of a lifelong, you know, hobby or whatever afterwards, but you do find yourself, you know, learning some stuff. It's usually sports of some kind or other, you
okay.
know, like racquetball or I did enjoy the archery, though, I have to say.
I interviewed Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games
yeah.
time, and she said she took away bow and arrow as
yeah.
a skill, but also learned how to skin a squirrel, which gave me a very detailed analysis of how to cook and kill and skin a squirrel, which I wasn't expecting from Jennifer Lawrence. But
I wonder, yeah. I've got to skin a rabbit soon. I wonder...
What are you what are you skinning a rabbit for?
I just have to skin a rabbit.
Okay, fine. Everyone does. well, like, you know, I could put you in touch. I mean, you may know her anyway,
yeah,
but you
no,
know, she could give you a...
Yeah.
Give you a
yeah, I had to make my own bow.
Oh,
know?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The archery man, he's very very particular and very serious.
Yeah.
And he reminded me that he lent me a book on Game of Thrones about 6 years ago in Malta, but I hadn't read it yet.
Okay.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Still haven't.
Yeah, don't, well, if he's listening, wouldn't
Yeah, sorry, let's cut it out. Cut yours. That out.
It's not going out. It'll stay. I wanted to ask you as well about music, because we were talking just before we came on air about music radio and stuff, which I know you've done a bit of. And I did, again, there was something where, was it a guilty pleasure? Was Country Goo Goo's Too Shy or something?
But yeah.
That might be one of those things you made up for one of
no,
those.
No, it wasn't made up, you know, although I do make stuff up, you know, occasionally.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Who doesn't?
I don't know if any of this is true.
No, well, you know. yeah, I did a questionnaire in newspaper and, guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
And it was Too Shy, Kajagoogoo. I mean, there's not any reason that you can't be into Kajagoogoo, but it's pretty kind of, it's probably, you know, pretty unhip. But that's the catchiest song ever.
I agree with you. Yeah, yeah. Because the next one, Big Apple, wasn't nearly as good, so...
And
Never Ending Story was
Never Ending Story is pretty good,
yeah.
And Lamal deserves top points for that name, which is just an anagram of Hamill, you know.
I know, yeah. and
also his haircut, which is pretty, pretty classic.
I couldn't decide whether him or Nick Beggs, who was the other one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
with the dreadlocks.
It's a kind of mullet, kind of rat tail, kind of hybrid.
No one ever
with a
copied.
Bit of bleached fringe. Excellent.
But what music do you listen to? And do you? I mean, what's your? Is it a variety of stuff?
It is a variety of stuff. I listen to a lot of music. I listen to music all the time, and I would say that there's no particular genre, you know. There's things that I want to get more into, you know, in my advanced years, like classical. I'm not that knowledgeable on.
That's a thing that happens, I think, when you get a certain age. I'm the same.
Jazz.
Now, one of my presets in the car is Radio 3, and I've got Classic FM as well in there. Because as you're right, as you get older, you sort of do, don't you? I don't know whether we think we're supposed to, or whether we just go, oh, I just want to calm down a bit.
You just become more refined,
it's
don't
true.
You?
Yeah.
If I'm driving in the car also, I find myself, find a classic station. It tends to be the tracks are longer, there's less ads. I don't really like listening to ads on the radio.
Yeah.
Often you go along, you just keep, you know, searching for channels, and they're all advertising stuff.
Yeah.
And when I'm in America, I always find myself listening to Spanish radio, and the people are chatting away in Spanish, and I kind of, for some reason, I'm very attracted to that.
Do you understand it? Or
no,
is it,
I don't.
It's just verbal. I'm the same with
I like the mariachi music.
I'm the same with Gardener's Question Time, right?
Yeah,
I know nothing about
you
gardening.
You can't beat that kind of stuff.
But it
know?
Just burbles along and sounds nice.
Yeah.
I like to think this show's the same. I think we're doing that for people.
I mean, if you listen to the BBC World Service in the middle of the night, they'll have a documentary about, like, sewing machines.
I know, yeah.
You know, that goes on for 3 or 4 hours.
I once drove home. I remember it's Christmas morning, and I was just, the roads were empty, and I drove to my parents, and Radio 4 had a documentary about the history of spoons.
Yeah.
I thought, where else
in
the world are you going to get that?
I know, that's pretty amazing stuff, actually. And it beats infomercials, hands down.
It does. All right, Aidan, stay with us. Aidan Gillan, off of Game of Thrones, and now King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, with us on Talk Radio this afternoon. We'll talk to him next.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count.
Can I quote you on that?
Join the conversation party on your election station.
Our fortunes prosper well.
Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops it feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just For Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just For Men. Hit the loo, grab a pint, refill the crisps, order a curry, and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just For Men. Officially faster than half-time. Find it in the men's aisle.
Now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M4 heading westbound's got one lane closed, all due to a broken down lorry and recovery work taking place between junction 14 for Hungerford through towards 15 for Swindon East. Traffic reported to be coping well. M42 heading northbound got one lane closed there as well, with slow moving traffic, all due to an accident this time between junction 5 for Solihull through towards 6 for Birmingham Airport. Lane 1 of 4 is closed there. And the M5 heading northbound, one lane closed due to a broken down car between junction 5 for Droitwich and 4A for the M42. I'm Andy Broxton.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
With Election Day looming just a few weeks away, as always, our studio will be occupied by the very best political pundits in the land. First up, I'll be joined by The Sun's political editor, Tom Newton Dunn, with all his inside Westminster gossip. And also by former political advisor to the Labour government, Aisha Hazarika, will join me too with the trending review.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and Aidan Gillen, Lord Peter Baelish from Game of Thrones, and now Goose Fat Bill in the new King Arthur film is with us.
I just wanted to mention Sing Street, which is nice. Yeah. To mention the music as well, because that was a brilliant film.
Mm.
And the soundtrack for that as well is fantastic. And so again, this variety of roles we were talking about that you do, what was the thing about Sing, for those that don't know?
Well, Sing Street, I mean, I didn't play a huge role in Sing Street, but John Carney, who made it,
yeah.
I think he wanted to get to play the parents. He got a couple of people he knew were into music, so it was myself and Maria Joel Kennedy, who yeah. plays the mother, is also a, you know, she's a singer and an actress, you know, but you know she was one of the original commitments, you know, in the film,
yeah,
and she had a career as a musician, and she still does have a great career as a musician, and but she's also an actress in stuff like Orphan Black and loads of other things, but he wanted us in there as somebody who grew up in that era and who was the same age as those characters were,
yeah,
in a Christian Brothers school, which is where I went to school. And being into music like that, and you know, music that could get you into trouble, and you know, if you looked like you were into, you know, different from, you know, if you're into The Cure or whatever I was into, you know, you were liable to get, you know, stuff could happen to you. you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. Somebody might light your coat on fire, your secondhand charity shop coat. That happened to me once. And you
know, someone set your coat on fire?
They did, yeah.
Just because it was a lot of tension
in school after the Smiths first appeared on Top of the Pops, because a lot of guys just didn't like this kind of thing.
It did divide the
flowers. They just didn't understand what's going on with this guy. You know, what's happening.
I was,
and somebody comes to me and says, "I saw Top of the Pops last night, and I saw that guy. And I bet you were into that." And I said, "Yeah, you know what, I was." I probably got a punch in the face.
I was into Iron Maiden. Right?
Yeah, so a lot of the guys, most of the guys were into Led Zeppelin and metal. You know, and it was a kind of minority who was. You know,
it was like that. You weren't allowed to admit it because it was like I liked Iron Maiden because you know, but I also liked the Cure and the Smiths but I wasn't allowed necessarily that grouping of school. You weren't allowed to say I liked Wham for God's sake, but I wouldn't tell anyone.
Well, and Kajagoogoo.
Yeah, Kajagoogoo. Exactly.
I mean, Iron Maiden are apparently playing brilliantly at the moment. They're on tour.
Yeah.
And I just read a really smoking review. But nowadays, you know, music used to be quite tribal. You know, you had to be like, I mean, I remember pitch battles on the streets between mods and rockers, you know, in Dublin. Like, people firing bricks at each other, scooters getting, like, mopeds getting pushed down, you know, roadworks. Yeah. You know, thing is that, like, if you listen to The Clash and The Jam, for instance, you know, The Clash being a punk band and The Jam being a mod band, it's almost the same.
Yeah.
They're singing about the same stuff. The music's almost the same. So all of that was all kind of actually quite weird. But kids nowadays, because of the internet and Spotify, are into like everything.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And everything's accessible. And it's, you know, it's so odd to be only into one kind of music.
Yeah.
I think that's really
I think
refreshing,
right.
You know.
And I think people listen to it differently, don't they, as well? Because I can't remember really the last time I sat down and listened to a whole album start to finish.
Mm.
It's kind of flipping about.
No one does it. I mean, even like my mates who are musicians told me, like, all you need, the record company says, all you need on a CD for it to be deemed a successful and good record is 4 tracks. That's all you need. 4 and 6 filler, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's like, you just need a couple of songs.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't even have to be 4 tracks.
Yeah.
But I like an album, you know, in its entirety.
Are you a vinyl man?
You know what? I don't have a record player at the moment.
Okay.
It's something I intend to get. I have records. There's a box of singles there that's really making me... it's on the top of a wardrobe in my mother's house.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first at the front, it's like Stiff Little Fingers and there's, you know, Specials and The Cure.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so much good stuff in there that I've got to get a record player soon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do then.
Okay.
And final question, really. Again, I just wanted to talk about stunts, because I also read somewhere you first sort of thought about being a stuntman. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think the things that I might... of the career, the non-acting careers that I thought, you know, I took seriously as something that might happen. They were kind of an odd mix. This stuntman.
Yeah.
Jockey.
Okay.
Because I was the smallest in my class until about, I was the age of about 13. I started growing then, but I was the smallest. I was small.
Me as well. It didn't change.
And I thought forestry was somewhere I could really move.
Okay. Well, it's got a bow and arrow. It's got a Robin Hood connotation,
yeah.
I suppose.
Outdoors, you know, that piney smell.
Yeah.
But I used to do quite a lot of stunts, you know, when I was a kid. I mean, Evel Knievel was, you know, as anyone who's around the 70s knows, like this huge kind of pop icon.
Yeah.
And we were all into him. But I was, you know, and kids were doing crazy things on really bikes that aren't built for it, like Triumph 20s.
Yeah.
You know, so, or even, you know, a Triumph 20 with modified forks, which was the thing around our way. You know, really dangerous, and you'd be jumping over, like, you know, 6 burning bins. Or your mates. I remember jumping over about, like, 8 of my mates who were kind of down on the ground.
That's
like,
bold.
And
we all did that. I was telling you, I did one of the Evel Knievel plastic wind-up things with the...
I want to get one of them. I was looking them up recently to see if I could buy one, and they're, like, you know, 400 quid.
I wish I kept it then.
Somebody in one of the shops, there was a kind of a reproduction came out, like, a few years ago. I wish I bought a couple, but if you go on YouTube and look up the Evel Knievel toy, there's some amazing stuff there of people out in their back gardens doing, like, you know, ramps.
Yeah, because the advert used to make it look incredible.
But even the advert, I mean, I used to, like, when that came on TV for me, it was like, you know, I used to get extremely excited. And,
What
bike did you have?
I always wanted a chopper. Initially.
I had the chopper.
You had the chopper. Yeah. I had a grifter.
No, I just mean the Evel Knievel.
The Evel Knievel. I think it was an actual bike.
Yeah, no, the Evel Knievel. Most people had the stunt cycle, but I got the chopper.
I had a rocket. It was the rocket
rocket that he jumped over the canyon, knowing that he wasn't going to hit the other side, but not expecting to break 347 bones.
Yeah, that's the one.
That one.
Yeah.
No, bike wise, I didn't have a chopper, but I had a knockoff chopper, which is called a Bronco, which was like a cheap chopper.
Yeah.
And, you know, my father got it for me, so I am extremely grateful for it and everything, but I pulled a wheelie on the first day and the handlebars just broke in half.
First stunt there. I did the same, and I remember the entire shock when I thought I could do what Evel Knievel could do on my... I don't think it was a grifter, it was before the grifter, so it was like something my dad had brought home, same sort of thing. And I set up a ramp. My dad was a builder, so I'd set up bricks and a plank or something.
Yeah.
And my shock at not leaping through the air, but literally just nosediving off the front of it, I still remember that now as I hit the floor, thinking, well, that's not how it works in the telly.
Yeah.
So, but there we go.
Actually, before I got the Bronco... Yeah. He gave me a fold-up bike, and I was like, I can't have it, I can't.
The mods would have pushed that right in the roadwork. Listen, we're out of time, but thanks so much for coming in. It's really good.
Thanks for having us.
So, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Aidan Gillen is Goose Fat Bill. The film's out this weekend. May the 19th, I've just been told, in my ear, so that's research for you right there. But did you know that?
I thought it was sooner, but sounds great.
Okay, good. And thanks for coming in. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is, as I just said. It's just up to 2:30. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. A cameraman has been taken to hospital after his foot was run over by a car carrying Jeremy Corbyn.
Mind the gap. There's a car coming in. Mind out of the way.
Journalists helped him before paramedics arrived. Labour says it's looking into what happened as around 80 figures from the party meet in London to agree their final general election manifesto. A draft version of it was leaked last night. The Conservatives say the document, which includes plans to nationalise key industries, would leave the UK on a road to ruin. Three women, including a mother and daughter, have appeared in court accused of terror offences and conspiring to murder. The group are charged over the alleged planning of a suspected knife attack in Westminster. There's a warning: inflation is likely to go faster than wage growth in the UK this year for the first time since 2014. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney says households face some tough times as spending slowed more quickly than expected. Patients who have been being diagnosed today with HIV can expect to live almost as long as people without the condition. Better treatment and medicine mean people with the virus now live to around 78. And what's thought to be the UK's biggest divorce settlement has been made. A former London oil and gas trader has been ordered to pay his estranged wife £453 million. The weather warmer, with heavy showers developing across the southwest of England, largely dry and sunny elsewhere, with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour, that's true enough. There's also more in an hour, Victoria, isn't there? Because it's going to be animal news.
That's right.
But before that, I'd quite like to hear again the noise of a man being run over by Jeremy Corbyn's car. And when Chloe's found a clip, we'll hear it again.
Mind the gap. There's a car coming in. Mind out of the way.
It's hard to tell what the beeps are and what the horns are in that. I don't know whether that's swearing or whether...
He definitely swore.
I've seen a video of it on one of these screens.
Yes.
They were all in the way of the car.
Yeah. So are you saying it's the cameraman's fault?
It's the cameraman's fault.
Yeah. Not Jeremy Corbyn's fault.
Well, then I'd have to blame all the other leaders as well.
Well, that's what I said. This afternoon, for balance, all the other leaders are running over cameramen. Because it has to be equal.
No, but the time of an election. Crowding this car.
Yeah.
And so it was lying.
Are you saying
happen.
He got it? He had what was coming to him, Cornelius, on the radio. Are you saying it's his fault?
Also, Jeremy Corbyn wasn't driving the car.
No, it's actually a Scotland Yard car, so they're investigating.
Right.
So
I want to hear it again. I want to hear the noise.
It is excellent.
Again, here we go.
Mind the gap. There's a car coming in. Mind out of the way.
Maybe he should have said that first.
Did you bleep the footage, or did it come ready bleeped?
Already bleeped.
Okay, because it sounds like they bleep the word foot accidentally. He goes, he ran over my bleep!
Well, perhaps...
didn't hear that.
We know it's a foot, but perhaps he actually ran over his... And he used the rude word for that. We don't know.
I don't think that's what happened, John. I think you've got something on the mind today and you should stop talking about
Not
it.
Not at all.
You've mentioned...
Well, I'm just saying it came bleep, but we don't know what the word... Anyway...
That's been a big car as well. I reckon I could
it
have
It was a big car.
Yeah, a car roll over my foot and it not hurt that much.
I think that's not true.
We could test it out.
I would be happy to... I'd be happy to volunteer my foot for this.
What, to be run over by a car?
Yeah, just sort of... I don't think... Cars aren't that heavy, are they?
That's tomorrow's programme sorted out.
They're heavy.
Good.
That really needs to be signed off, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just do it. No one cares.
Who's going to drive?
Health and safety. Me.
Oh, God.
You're going to bring your car.
Yeah. Especially, I don't even drive here, but I'm bringing it tomorrow. Yeah. Right. Actually, no, I can't bring my car. Could you stand in front of a train?
John.
In front.
That's not very nice.
Well, I'm just using what I've got.
You don't have a train.
No, but I come on the train. Anyway. Victoria, stop that. Right, in the next bit, we'll be following the leaders. And Daisy's here with work experience punditry to... Don't do that, kids. With work experience punditry to do geeky, gadgety stuff. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, are you aware there's, I don't know if you've heard, but this June, on the 8th of June, there's going to be a general election. That's right. What it means, of course, is that the major party leaders have hit the ground running over cameramen's feet and taking to the roads on the campaign trail. The good news is that all week on the show, we've been keeping you up to track with the party leaders and telling you what they're doing, because it's important that you know these things, from awkward selfies to the feeding of farmyard animals. We'll keep you up to date as we follow the leaders.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow me. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
So, the Conservative Party leader, Theresa May, has spent a day near the Talk Radio studios, not actually in them, you understand, but certainly near them in Southwark in London. And that is quite literally the closest she's likely to be to actually ever coming on Talk Radio. Now, she's been saying how mental health provisions would be better under the Tories.
We're going to look again at the Mental Health Act. Also, we would look at making changes on the equalities provisions so that people with mental health problems are not discriminated in the workplace. I also want to ensure that we can identify mental health problems at an earlier stage.
And after that, she probably said strong and stable 87 times. Jeremy Corbyn, we've just been hearing about him running over a cameraman, but he was due to be taking part in Labour's first campaign poster launch, but has pulled out amid this manifesto leak chaos. So, you know, he's probably busy trying to shove his finger in the leak hole or something. He's also been busy, though, dissing Theresa May, saying that his campaign is actually talking to real people.
This election has to be about all of us. Yes. About our lives, about our future. That's why our campaign is out there with the people. I understand other campaigns are run in a different manner.
I understand other campaigns are running over cameramen in a different matter. Tim Farron, he's another one. He's in Cardiff to launch the Welsh Lib Dem campaign, rallying against a Tory majority.
I think we all know now that Theresa May chose the date of the election for the benefit of the Conservative Party, not for the benefit of Britain. And so she is heading for a landslide majority. And I want you all to imagine what that will mean for your family, for your hospital, for your school.
There's Paul, Tim Farron, sorry. Paul Nuttall as well. He was on Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast this morning with Paul Ross. But he's also holding a press conference today in Westminster announcing UKIP's policy of fisheries. And he said that UKIP will be taking aim at both Labour and Tory seats in areas where the Brexit vote was high.
There'll be a number of Conservatives, there'll also be a number of Labour as well. What we want to ensure is that real Brexiteers get back into the House of Commons and we get the Brexit that we really voted for on June the 23rd.
And finally, to Caroline Lucas, co-leader of the Greens. Launching the party's environment manifesto today at Woodbury Wetlands. And yesterday, she told Good Morning Britain that for the past 2 years, Jeremy Corbyn has been ghosting. Ghosting.
It means not texting her.
Ghosting. Is that what it means?
Yeah, ignoring, yeah. It's yeah. a child.
Child's thing. Ghosting. He's been ghosting her.
I have been trying to speak to Jeremy Corbyn for the past 2 years, sadly unsuccessfully, so I don't know...
Well, you haven't been able to get through to him, really?
Really? For 2 years? For 2 years.
Right. Ghosted by Corbyn. Mm. Anyway, that's what the party leaders are up to. And then more of whatever that was tomorrow on Talk Radio in the afternoon. And in the next bit of the programme, Daisy, our work experience, will be here to go through some geeky, gadgety stuff. It's Work Experience Punditry, Talk Radio, Thursday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
oh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M3, heading northbound,'s got one lane closed and very slow traffic all due to an accident between Junction 5 for Hook, through towards 4A for Farnborough. M5, heading northbound, got one lane closed there as well, this time down to a broken down car. Between Junction 5 for Droitwich, through towards 4A for the M42. Traffic reported to be coping well, though. M6, heading northbound, got queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between Junction 9 for Wensbury, or rather around Junction 9 for Wensbury. Congestion through that stretch back towards Junction 7 for Great Bar, taking you around about 15 minutes, although all lanes have been reopened. I'm Andy Broxton.
Give your dinner a little kick with the Tasty Asian range. Get an Indian meal for two with chicken tikka masala, chicken jalfrezi, pilau rice and two naan breads, all for just $3.49. And two little coconut ice creams in a coconut, only $2.19. The perfect night in. Explore the full Asian range this week at Lidl. Subject to availability and may vary selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, we've been following the party leaders, as you've just heard. We know about Labour's leaked manifesto. We were, of course, that's on the front of all of the papers today. Still fallout from Donald Trump's sacking of the director of the FBI. There is a lot in the papers today about jobs for boys and jobs for girls as well. This is off the back of Theresa May's husband saying that he takes the bins out, and then they discussed that was a boy's job. And a lot of papers, of course, are going, is that sexist in this day and age? We were looking at some girl and boy jobs. You were sending them in. Thank you very much earlier. John, it's a man's job to urinate on the toilet seat and a woman's job to be angry about that. That's come in as well. Cornelius, I know you had one, didn't you, as well?
Yeah. We talked about that. Everyone knows this is an old saying. What is it? It's a boy's job to be a slob in the living room, a pig in the kitchen, an awkward awkward and short staminaed in the bedroom.
That's right. So keep those coming in, of course. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But of course, the news itself is all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, can't get me any around it.
Well, don't you worry, Cornelius, because we're here to help, as you know. We take the news on this programme and we do analyse it, but in a way that nobody else does. Not because it's a rubbish idea, although it probably is, but because. No, that is it. It's the news run through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Avocados, calls. Surge in knife wounds, middle class. People, be cautious.
It's a warning to all. The news in haikus. Right then. Time for work experience punditry. If you are a regular listener, you will know that we don't just leave our work experiences to sit in their own filth in the office. No, we pull them out of that filth and we push them in front of microphones to review stuff. It gives them a leg up into the industry. That's not true. But what it is that we don't have to pay them. Reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. It's Thursday, so we do tech. We welcome back Daisy. Hello, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi there. Former sidekick Daisy. When Cornelius was off, of course. A couple of weeks ago, people may remember.
How did you find that, Daisy?
It was good, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I've got quite a tough job, don't I?
I can't believe you get paid for it.
Mm. All right.
Good. So, Daisy, what have you got in the geeky world?
So, firstly, we've got a coffee-dispensing smartphone case.
Oh, God.
I was concerned that this might be fake news, but I don't know if it is, because I've... It's just really confusing, basically.
How many sources?
I'm glad you didn't check.
I did. I literally really tried, yeah. But I can't work it out because I think it's an actual thing, but it just seems so bizarre that it shouldn't be. So it's called Mocase.
Right.
And it's a heat-proof phone case, and you put a drinks capsule inside of it, which has...
How big is it?
It's not that big. Coffee beans and water. And then you... press a button on an app, yeah. And it heats up the coffee inside your phone case, and
what?
Then you can pour it out of the case into a little cup that comes with it.
Are you sure this isn't an April Fool's joke?
No.
It sounds like one of those. Do you remember when iPhones were first a thing and everyone had that beer app?
Yeah.
Where a beer would appear on the screen, yeah. And you'd pretend to drink it, and...
How we laugh!
And we were like... Wow, this is magic! Are you sure it's not just that?
No, it's not.
But so basically you carry around a Nespresso machine...
On your phone.
On your phone.
Yeah, and it comes with a little cup.
Well, how does it heat it up?
I don't know, but...
Surely using the phone's battery.
Battery, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's a Kickstarter.
They've stopped the Kickstarter now, because apparently it was so popular... that they decided just to start doing it straight away. So it's expected to cost £67.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my friend about this on the tube on the way here, and a man randomly went, I'd buy that.
Well, there you go. So the back of the case, presumably, yeah. Is where all this gubbins...
You slot in this little capsule thingy.
But that's bulky pocketware, isn't it?
It didn't look too bulky.
Did it?
No. But yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't buy... I'm not a coffee drinker particularly, so it wouldn't really... appeal to me, but you have to then carry about the cup and
the cup folds down into a tiny little flat cup. It's like one of those ones that pops up, so you can have it as a key ring. And basically the person who created it said that there's going to be times when you're out and about and you can't have time to stop and get a coffee, so you can just do it in the middle of a meeting on your phone.
Wow.
So just to burst everyone's bubble,
is
here,
is it fake?
Kickstarter have currently suspended the project on the website.
Stupid.
But, yeah.
Because they haven't been able to produce a prototype that meets their standards. Mm. So there's not one made yet.
Right. Okay.
That's what we're sort of getting from this.
But it's a thing that could happen.
I'll take it as a discussion point of tech. Because it is the future.
Yeah.
See, we're in the right ballpark here with this. But it's... I mean, it sounds preposterous and it might just be too preposterous.
Yeah.
But... you know, just going by what that said. So,
yeah.
All right. Okay. Next.
a salt shaker that is... this is just so stupid.
It comes out of your phone and there's loads of salt.
It's connected to Bluetooth and also has mood lighting.
Oh, come on. Have you checked this one as well?
It's an actual thing. It's called Smalt. And
Smalt?
I love this.
Basically, it's been in development for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And
what?
You link it to Alexa.
Right.
And then you're like, I don't know what the code word is. Maybe like, Alexa, yeah, like, salt me.
Right.
And it just like, Alexa does something and it releases salt out of the salt shaker.
All around the country now, people with Alexas, their Alexas just assaulted them. Because of you saying that.
I said salt, yeah, not assault.
Alexa's a little bit deaf, so it doesn't necessarily... Yeah. Alexa, salt me.
It's apparently meant to take the stress out of shaking salt.
That well-known stressful activity.
Basically, it gets rid of strenuous twisting and grinding.
I think I'd use it for something else.
What?
I quite like this. I must say, I think it sounds quite good. It sounds like a nice addition to a dinner table.
Well, someone said it's for the ambiance.
Yeah.
So it's got mood lighting with it as well.
But hang on, how does it? It takes
a candle in your table.
Yeah, but hang on,
and also takes up less space on your table.
Fewer. If it takes up it takes the stress out of grinding, right? Mm. Then I don't understand. Is that like a mechanical hand that does it? What does the grind? What does the shaking?
Have seen an electric salt shaker before. You just push a button and it grinds up the
salt.
Well,
then it exists already.
No, but this one, you don't push a button. You just say, Alexa, do it.
Yeah, but so what lifts? How does it...
Well, you still have to hold the salt shaker over the food.
But you don't have to twist or grind.
No. I mean, they said it can be good because it like limits the amount of salt someone has. Because it's you set it based on your like salt intake and it can work that out. And
oh, for God's sake.
But yeah.
I mean, there are things you don't need and then there are things you don't need. And that's something you don't need.
The Mail Online have described it as a step too far.
I mean, it's not often I'll agree with them, but I mean, I think it is. I mean, you know, you're sitting at dinner and you have to pick up a salt shaker, but rather than bother putting, just tipping it onto your food, you sit there and go, Alexa, salt me. And then you wait for your hand holding it over your food while Alexa salts it, rather than just tip it up. It's not the pointless.
It also has an offline mode if you can't connect to Wi-Fi.
Again!
That's just a salt shaker, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Literally.
Well, that's what they've done. They've got, we've just invented a salt shaker. That exists. I've got an idea. Mood light it. What?
Yep.
That's quite... I quite like the idea of a salt shaker being able to light up. I don't think the connectivity with it is very important, but I think otherwise that would be quite a nice addition to your table. And it could still be electric as well with an electric salt shaker, which would still save on the strain of grinding
and
shaking.
And the stress.
I feel for Pepper, which has been left behind in this, don't you think?
So true.
Yeah, because, I will grind harder, right, with Pepper. So... Because it's necessary, because you need to grind pepper, right? Whereas salt is more fluid.
Is it fluid?
Well, yeah, because table salt is.
Yeah, fair.
Right, so but pepper, you need to grind, don't you? That's a grinding action.
Unless you buy it already ground.
Yeah, but that's not as good.
That is how I buy it.
That's lazy, though, because grinding your own pepper, that's satisfying, not stressful.
It is quite satisfying.
Thank you very much. The other satisfying thing, right, which I'd never want a gadget to do, the most satisfying thing in the world, right, is opening a jar of coffee, back to coffee, a jar of instant coffee. And you know the seal that on top of the jar of instant coffee?
Mm.
Breaking that with your finger.
I use the end of a spoon.
Do you? But it's satisfying, isn't it?
No.
Oh, just me, then. I think that's probably Freudian. Anyway.
One of the best inventions they've ever done with seals on packaging is, you know, when they changed the milk bottle seals, so they had that half piece of plastic fold up. I mean, that was revolution. That changed
that
lives,
was good.
Didn't it?
Because otherwise it was very difficult to get into.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the other thing, when you've got a new ketchup bottle, right, and you've forgotten it's new, and then you open the top and you squeeze it, no ketchup, then you've got to unscrew it and take the seal off that and put the screw thing back on.
That's just, and then you get I've just thought of a ruder word for it, which I've heard before, but
is
the watery...
Hymen?
No, the watery. Oh. Once you've got the ketchup open and you get that watery substance first.
Pre-ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's similar to what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, text in. What's the best or worst seal on a package? 87
condiment chat. It's condiment chat.
Hashtag condiment chat. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's all right. You're on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Brand new feature now.
Condiment chat.
Weekly condiment chat with Daisy.
I'd be up for that.
Is the next one a condiment?
No, it's not.
Okay. What is it?
The giant...
Oh, God.
The giant bum has taken to the skies again.
What?
It's the world's largest aircraft, but it's been nicknamed the giant bum because it looks like a bum.
I remember this.
And it crashed a while ago.
It did.
It's back.
Is it? I'm glad.
Yep. That's pretty much all there is to it.
I mean, it's not a great insight, if I'm honest, but, you know, yeah.
Well, it got caught in power lines
I can't remember what it is. Is it a balloon or something?
It's a cross between an airship and a plane.
Yeah, it looks like a Zeppelin.
And it's the length of a football pitch.
That's right.
And it was created, they said it could be used for surveillance or communications or delivering aid and passenger travel, and it can go up to 92 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it looks like a bottom. Yeah.
It looks more like a coffee bean, I would argue.
This is very themed, isn't it, today? Alexa, fly me a bottom. What? Anyway, thanks, Daisy.
It's all right.
So much. Daisy there with condiment and bottom chat.
This is why you don't pay for this.
That's right, exactly. Imagine how good it would be if we did. Back next week, Daisy?
Yep.
Always fun. Good, that's Daisy, Work Experience Reviewing. Now, in the next hour of the programme, we will be doing the big debate. That's at 3, obviously. Professor Stephen Hawking will be along to tell us a joke. And it's Thursday, which means nobody's favourite radio quiz. It's Paul Rossmaster. Questions pertaining to the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. All coming between now and 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The latest breaking news, expert analysis and outspoken opinion.
And I, for one, am proud of that.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio. Global superstars Jamiroquai return with the fantastic new album, Automaton. Featuring the singles Cloud Nine and Automaton. Out now.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Say you signed up to that beast of a 20-gig phone contract. Seemed a good idea at the time. But 6 months later, you're barely using any of it. And your contract means you're stuck paying for it month after month. Say it's not so. But say there was a new mobile company, one that gives you the freedom to change your mix of data, calls, and texts each and every month. Well... say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky. Believe in better.
Minimum term of 12 months. Upgrades effective immediately. Downgrades are effective from the following month. For full terms, go to sky.com/mobile.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. As I say, Paul Rossmaster on the way before 4 o'clock. Now, playing that today, by the way, I was going to tell you, it's a magician.
A magician?
A magician.
Is that allowed?
It's out of two magicians. There are two magicians. There are double out. I don't know which one it is. It's not a witch. It's a magician. just to be clear.
Wow.
Having a go.
Very sad. I hope he shows us some magic tricks.
He's on the phone, so it's unlikely. But it's Paul Rossmaster coming before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Sam Delaney, of course, with you from or on Drive. But now, just coming up to 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour's draft manifesto is leaked. Hear from a teacher who was cleared of rape. And Fern McCann breaks down on telly.
Talk Radio.
Labour's been accused of trying to take the country back to the 70s after a draft copy of its manifesto was leaked. It includes plans to renationalise the railways, Royal Mail and scrap tuition fees in England. The party also wants to renew Trident and find an extra £6 billion a year for the NHS. UKIP leader Paul Nuttall says Labour is living in the past.
They want to raise the red flag. It's as if they never learn. It's 1983's longest suicide note in history all over again.
A teacher who was wrongly accused of raping an underage pupil has exclusively told Talk Radio he doesn't think any man in the right mind should join the profession. Unions claim one in five school staff are subject to some sort of false allegation during their career. 38-year-old Cato Harris says despite being cleared of all charges last year, he can't face going back to the job.
I can go back to teaching on paper. In reality, I won't go back to teaching. Not only because I don't think, with all the goodwill in the world, I don't think any teaching recruiter would want to give me a job. Because however innocent I am, I have baggage.
Three women have been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with preparing a terrorist act and conspiracy to murder. They were arrested in London and Kent last month. Following raids in the northwest of the capital, one of them was shot during the operation. It's been revealed people diagnosed with HIV today can expect to live almost as long as people without the condition. Better treatment and medicine mean 20-year-olds starting the process now are likely to live for a decade longer than those who were diagnosed in the 90s. And TV star Fern McCann has broken down in tears discussing the stress on her pregnancy caused by the unborn child's father being charged over an acid attack in East London. In her first interview since her ex-boyfriend Arthur Collins was arrested, she said the public support has helped her get through.
Great. So that's lovely, Victoria. Thank you very much for the news there. Good, well done.
Thanks.
Do you want to do the weather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is. Here's the weather now.
Warmer.
Right now it is, the weather. It's coming.
Are you just going to interrupt?
No.
Warmer with heavy...
Just now.
Warmer with heavy showers developing across southwest England. Dry and sunny elsewhere, highs of 21 degrees.
Good, thank you very much. And in half an hour's time, Victoria will be back with today's bonus news, of course. Her bulletins, as you've just heard, are tiny little bulletins, all smaller than they used to be.
That's creepy.
Okay, and so we have to make the time up. And we do animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, consecutive days. Today, it's animal news.
It is.
It's your favourite.
Yes.
Not the nation's favourite, that's mineral news. We know that from all of the letters we receive. However...
You never received a letter. It's just a few tweets.
A few tweets is close enough. Anyway, so the animal news. Any teases for us?
A bear, which is not...
No, don't...
A monkey.
No, you're an idiot.
Is it called bear?
It's a bear. Without a name. I don't think it's got a name.
It could be called chimpanzee.
No.
Because in the programme BJ and the Bear, that used to be on the television... BJ McKay had a best friend called Bear. But here's the thing, Victoria, it wasn't a bear.
I know!
It was a chimpanzee.
I know, John, because you've reeled out this story multiple times.
I don't think people understand.
Why don't you think people understand it? Could you explain it thoroughly?
I get letters.
You've never had a letter?
Yeah, I haven't seen one letter of these.
BJ McKay was a trucker, and his best friend, Bear, BJ McKay, and his best
friend...
They're
not real people, it's Bear. Just a show.
No, it wasn't a person, it was a chimpanzee.
That's John, were these your friends growing up?
Just to be clear, it wasn't a person, now you think it's a person, but it wasn't. It was called Bear, but it wasn't a person.
BJ was.
But it wasn't a pear. A bear.
A pear? You said pear when you meant to say bear.
It wasn't a pear, it wasn't any sort of fruit, and it wasn't a bear either. It was a chimpanzee. Called Bear, and from thence the humour arose.
It's hilarious.
Anyway, so animal news coming up in around half an hour's time. Now here's Ben, who's got the pre-recorded sport live from the back of a taxi in Marrakesh.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho may deem tonight's Europa League semi-final second leg with Celta Vigo as the most important match of the history of both clubs, but a former player with a Champions League medal to boot isn't so sure. United lead the Spanish side 1-0 from the first leg, courtesy of that Marcus Rashford goal. Henning Berg told Talk Sport it's a big occasion, but that shouldn't paper over what's been a bad year at Old Trafford.
10 years ago, this season would have been a disaster. The way the competition is, where United has been the last 2, 3 or 4 years, it's not a disaster to win the Europa League if they do that.
Everton manager Ronald Koeman says Ross Barkley has until next week's final Premier League game to decide whether he wants to stay or go. The club's working on a new contract for the England midfielder. Finally, cricket. In the IPL today, top of the table Mumbai Indians face 5th place Kings 11 Punjab. The whole game's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben. Bringing you the sport today live, pre-recorded, but live from the back of a taxi in Marrakesh. Thank you very much. Right, big debate is on the way. Paul Rossmaster on the way as well before 4 o'clock, 5 past 3, Talk Radio Afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So as Labour leaks all over the shop, spilling renationalisation and the railways and the post and your gas and electricity bills all down itself, their draft manifesto spattered all over the news ahead of its official release. But of course, to be balanced, we must say that the other parties also have manifestos. And to be even more balanced in this day and age, we must also be gender balanced by calling it not just a manifesto, but also a woman-festo and a gender-neutral festo, of course, so as not to alienate or offend or discriminate against any kind of festo. We are not on this show festo blind and are happy to embrace all kinds of festo, from trans festos to non-binary festos. You can identify your festo however you wish. You'll have no complaint from us. Now, on the telephone and listening to me be balanced there is Rafe. Good afternoon, Rafe.
Hello, darling.
Hello, love. Now, it's good to have you on the telephone. Now, you've called in, I understand. Yes, because you are aware, you're listening to the radio there, and you're aware that as a human, I am breathing. And I understand that such a thing annoys you, and so you've called in just to complain about the fact that I'm breathing, and indeed that anyone is breathing. You want to see an end to breathing.
Yeah, I just... I can't be bothered with it. It takes too much time and effort.
Yep.
It's just something else to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd much prefer to have a system where we didn't have to do it.
Right, so just a system whereby we abolish breathing entirely. Do you want to sort of...
there's got to be a better way, isn't there?
Well,
or a more efficient way.
Well, it depends. I don't know. I mean, have you called in with to complain about it, or have you got a solution to this? I mean, what would you...
What do you think, John? What do you think? I mean, I'm obviously one of those nutters that's got nothing better to do than call into a talk radio show, moan about any old subject without actually having any sort of ideas about how to change it myself. So I don't have any ideas.
No, I thought so. Well, hold the line there, Rafe, because I want to bring in Flopsy, who's on the other one. Good afternoon, Flopsy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, love, again. So, now, you've heard Rafe there. He's got a problem with breathing.
Yeah.
He doesn't like breathing. He hasn't got a solution, though, because he's one of those nutters that calls into a talk radio station. What do you make of it?
He sounds like the kind of nutter who takes breathing for granted, John.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We breathe without batting an eyelid.
Yeah.
And even if we were batting an eyelid, we'd breathe even harder, because, we need a very small bat and a lot of concentration.
Yeah.
So,
Sorry, can I just stop you there? When you say a small bat, are we talking pipistrelle or one of the vampire?
Oh, it's hard to tell. If you actually tie the two together, you get more purchase.
That's right.
Put them on a small lollipop stick.
Yeah.
Find an eyelid and whack away at that with the two bats together.
Yeah.
That's usually the best way.
Fair enough. I just wanted to clarify. Carry on.
Yes, I know people often do. But, there's so many varieties of breathing, John, that we don't think about. I could just off the top of my head and through my mouth, I could name, for example, the breathing of a sad gorilla, which would sort of sound like... Or, for example, there's the breathing of a man who's surprised by an egg salad, which would just go...
To be clear, is that because of the smell of the egg?
A man can be surprised by an egg salad for all kinds of reasons, personal reasons, erotic reasons. I've been through this in court. It's perfectly allowable.
There we go. Rafe, you've heard that. It's perfectly allowable to be surprised or aroused by an egg salad. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm not sure about egg salad, but I'm not the kind of person that's going to phone up a radio station with ideas like Flopsy's got there.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's been thinking a little bit too much about the kind of breathing that he might encounter in this world, this gorilla and the egg smelling gentleman.
Yeah.
But it's all just a waste of time. And I've spent a couple of minutes doing some research while Flopsy was talking, and I've looked it up, and the bats that he was talking about don't breathe, because you don't breathe at night. The dark stops you breathing.
Yeah.
So why don't we do something like that?
What? So you're suggesting a perpetual darkness?
Well, yes.
Because famously we don't breathe.
If it stops me breathing, then yes.
He's right, though, Flops. We don't breathe when we're asleep, do we? So why not adapt that technology to the daytime? That's not a bad solution, is it?
My friend Nigel breathes when he's asleep.
Does he?
Yes, but he ties wheels to his arms and knees and sleeps rolling down hills.
Yeah.
But he does breathe while he's doing it.
Well,
I just refute.
Well,
I refute the point.
Refuted. There you go, Rafe. That's refuted. Sorry, Rafe. I want to put this to you. No, sorry, though. Because you have called in to this radio show, but you're breathing.
I'm not.
I think he is.
Come closer to the... Put your mouth closer to the phone.
There you go.
Do it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I could hear that.
Dubbing that on.
I wasn't dubbing that on. That's you breathing.
That sounded quite personal.
That was Flopsy.
I would breathe in many different ways. For example, I would make the sound of a cat being sucked into a black hole while breathing, which would sound a bit like...
I'll tell you what that does sound like. That sounds like one of the emergency sirens in one of the Bourne Identity films. Do it again.
I thought so, yeah, that's what I based it on.
Do it again.
I think it's a bit where Bourne has to rescue a cat from being sucked into a black hole.
Yeah. What? Rafe, I want to bring you back in. What if we just didn't stop breathing, but we just held our... What is the notion of holding our breath?
I think that's what insects do. Insects don't breathe.
Yeah.
But I think they constantly hold their breath. So that's why they float.
But if you're going to take breath away, right, like the band Berlin did once, where would you hold breath? I mean, are you going to imprison it? Are you calling for giant warehouses full of breath? What is it exactly that you're saying? Once again, you're complaining with no real answer to what you're complaining about.
If you got me on the hoof, I'll think of something as I go along then, as I've already not planned it.
Okay, good.
What about if everyone, everyone breathed out all the excess air in their lungs?
Yes.
Yeah? All in one go. Then we all held our breath.
Yeah.
And that was it. The air's out there in the atmosphere. There's no extra air there, because it's an equilibrium between what's in our lungs and what's out there anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're...
No, not exactly. We just end up with a lung mountain. Like they did in Italy in 1976. It would be a massive mountain of lungs.
That's true, isn't it? Because the Italians evolved not to need breath, following Rafe's example there. So, of course, the lung... They did it in Sweden as well. Do you know about those trials in Sweden? They got rid of breathing, and so the lungs were redundant. So what they did was just encourage everyone to hand their lungs in. And they used to sell them in IKEA as bagpipes, of course. Obviously, the problem came when they kind of got the order of it wrong, and people took their lungs out before they'd evolved to stop breathing, and everyone died. But to a soundtrack of a god-awful racket, because they turn them into these bagpipes. Is that something you want to see here, Rafe? Do you want to see bagpipes made of lungs?
If we couldn't breathe, we wouldn't be able to play bagpipes, would we? So that's sort of another box ticked, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think bagpipes, you see, not only can you breathe in different ways, but you can breathe through things like bagpipes. I've breathed through many things. Recently, I breathed through an antelope.
Yeah.
A cassock.
Yeah.
A whole episode of Jason Manford's Big Heads. I like tubes from fallopian to you, and there's nothing better than breathing down a long, spongy tube.
Rafe?
No, I disagree. I mean, I'd like to see Flopsy going snorkeling. Have you tried that, breathing through one of those tubes?
I am not going to show you me going snorkeling. That's one thing, Rafe, I'm never going to do. You're never going to see me snorkel.
Well, I've been online, and I've checked out your Facebook page, Flopsy, and I've seen a picture of your snorkel on there.
Well, you may have seen the snorkel.
It wasn't very long.
You're imagining it, Rafe. Your fantasies are no concern of mine. I'm sorry. If you want to call in and project your bizarre ravings of sexual frustration on divers, do it with someone else.
Yes, Ian Lee or Julia Hartley Brewer, I would think.
That's what I do.
Julia
Hartley Breather.
Just a final point. I just want you to listen to listen to this for a minute for us. That's Kate Bush and Breathing, of course. But if we follow your train of thought, Rafe, and we get rid of it, we're going to end up with this. So are you saying you want Kate Bush to stop breathing? Are you calling for the death of Kate Bush?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it? If we could stop her going, we could give everyone else his ears a bit of a
I'm not sure if that was Kate Bush. I think that was just a small woodland creature session singer. I mean, one positive benefit is Sting would stop following people. That's one thing about getting rid of breathing that I could condone.
Yes. Well, there we are. We must leave the debate there for time. Obviously, it's not the end of the debate, because now we bring in you and your thoughts on breathing. Do we need it? Breathing. I mean, really? Have we not moved on from that? We've got town planning now and Harpic toilet cleaner. Why do we need breathing? Rafe, sum up the debate for me in one word. Thank you. Flopsy?
Guff.
Good. Right, now, if you've got a thought, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that was The Big Debate.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Oh, there you are. Mrs. Wren says that all Wren kitchens are currently half price. Really, Mrs. Wren? Half price? And VAT free? Are you pulling my leg? And you can get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. This sounds like fake news to me. Apparently not. It's a genuine offer. Fly down to your nearest branch of Wren Kitchens.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
problems for the M1 heading London bound, first of all. We've got one lane closed due to a medical incident at Junction 7 for the A414 Hemel Hempstead. Traffic reported to be coping well, but it's lane 1 of the 4-lane stretch, which is currently closed. M3 heading London bound as well, very slow traffic, and a lane closed there as well. An accident and an oil spillage to be found between Junction 5 for Hook through towards 4A for Farnborough. And the M5 heading southbound, one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle this time between Junction 6 for Worcester through towards 7 for Evesham. I'm Andy Broxton.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue? It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over 5 other awards in the last year. That's right. It's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only. One voucher per order. Excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T&Cs apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you now. It is Talk Radio. It is a Thursday, so Paul Rossmaster's very much on the way. Of course you know Paul Rossmaster. You know, it's the quiz that tests the knowledge of the celebrity as to the life and career and the work and whatever else he does of Paul Ross, the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter. Paul Rossmaster on the way before 4. Now, ahead of that, the big debate. We've just had it. But we open it up to you. Breathing. Now, Rafe called in. He heard me on the radio. He turned the radio on. He listened to the radio. He'd heard the radio, and he heard me on the radio breathing. It's simply in-out motion that human beings have. So he was aware that I was doing it, but he's very angry about it, and he doesn't think we need it. He thinks the human race should have evolved beyond it now. He claims not to breathe at all. We all know we don't breathe at night, and he was saying, why don't we just use that during the day as well? A lot of complicated issues around it, of course. Your reactions, though, have been coming in, Cornelia.
Oh, John, lots coming in here. John, may I remind you of Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady?
Yes.
She obviously had iron lungs. She had to live in one as part of the breathing program she was a member of.
Well, she famously closed the breathing mines as well, of course.
Did she?
Mrs. Thatcher, back in, you won't remember, you're too young, but back in the 1980s.
You're
joking. Britain used to have the best breath in the world. We used to make and manufacture the industry. She just closed it down, and the breathing mines are all shut now. And so it was terrible. But and for balance, I should say that all parties are wrong. Sorry, I interrupted, but important point to make.
Yes, this is coming from Nathaniel, who says, John, there's good and there's bad breath. What they need to invent is a type of Yakult which will kill, will add to good breath and kill bad breath. Or maybe a sort of, he says, well, oh, sorry, this is what Nathaniel does. He says he likes to spray Silit Bang into his mouth.
Yes.
Which we don't recommend.
No.
But he says that gets rid of 99% of bad bacteria,
right.
Which he presumes means bad breath.
Yes, don't drink Silit Bang or Bang and your life is gone. Now, the podcast. We have a podcast. I don't know whether you're aware of these so-called podcasts. They're a futuristic medium by which people cast pod onto the internet for you to find. We've got one. It's a sort of least worst bits of this programme. We've got two of those.
Yeah.
One of them is the day's big debate.
Yeah, it's daily podcast.
Daily podcast. So please do subscribe to that. You don't have to listen to it. Just gets the numbers up. Or you can listen to our weekly podcast, which is the least worst bits of the programme. It's the John Holmes in the Talk Radio Afternoon Show podcast. Talk Radio website. Well, I probably have the details. I don't know. I haven't looked. But anyway.
iTunes.
It's on iTunes.
It's on all the podcasts.
It's on all the podcasts. You know how it works. You know what to do. Anyway. On the weekly podcast, we have a special guest on a regular basis, and that guest is Professor Stephen Hawking. The reason he pops up is because here on the programme, he likes to come in and tell us a joke. Now, we split the joke up. If you recall the lollipops of yesteryear, I don't know whether your childhood would take you back to the chimes of the ice cream man or lady or transgender ice cream person, whatever it might be. You will remember that they came round, didn't they, and sold you the lollies from the window. But the lollies used to have, in the old days, a joke on the lolly stick. The bit that stuck out that you could see had the setup to the joke, and the punchline was on the other bit of the joke, very much underneath the icy cheek. And to get there, to get the joke, you had to suck the lolly off. Now, we have an audio version of that, in which Professor Stephen Hawking tells the setup to a joke here on the programme, but to get the punchline, you download the podcast. Does that make... Michael McIntyre's here. You remember it,
hello,
don't you?
It's good to meet you. Hello, yes. How are you, John?
Yeah, very well,
it's
Michael.
It's great to
you.
Be back here on my favourite radio station of them all.
Yeah, do you remember the lollipops?
Now, here's the thing, okay? Ice cream men.
Yeah.
And women.
And the others.
Yeah. Why is it that they are allowed to blare this music from their vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyone else, people touch... No, but when an ice cream van comes out with its chimes... Also, why is it chimes? Why is it chimes? Some of the most horrifying music, yet children run as fast as they can towards it. What's that all about?
Good observation there from Michael McIntyre, I guess, this afternoon. Josh Widdicombe's with us now as well. Do you remember, Josh, the... Do you remember the lollipops?
I can't believe what Michael's just said. I was about to say exactly that. Because you go, I mean, it's just chilling, the music. It's a bing, bong, bing, bong. And then there's just children bounding towards vehicles, fast moving. Whose idea was it to put children's favourite treat into a fast moving vehicle? I mean, it's a bad idea.
Josh Widdicombe there with some observations on the subject. But anyway, speaking of the comedy, Professor Stephen Hawking is here with his joke. The setup, here it comes. Play me the overly long intro music.
What do you call a cheap circumcision?
There you go. What do you call a cheap circumcision? That is Professor Stephen Hawking's joke. It's his, pardon the expression, pull back and reveal. If you'd like the punchline to it, is available only on our podcast, which you can find on iTunes or at talkradio.co.uk. In the next half an hour of the programme, we bring you today's edition of Paul Ross Master. It's radio's least favourite quiz. Today, a magician is having a go. Morgan and West are the magicians in question. I don't know whether we're getting Morgan or whether we're getting West. I don't know whether it's Morgan or West. It's one of them. But their knowledge, well and truly tested, as to Paul Ross. on the way very shortly. Sam Delaney with you from four, of course, as well. By the way, I should also point out that on Monday, we have the actor Charlie Hunnam on the show, right, which I'm very pleased about, but I will just tell you this. Charlie Hunnam is King Arthur in the new King Arthur film, right, but he was also in Sons of Anarchy. And I have a man crush on him. I am not averse to telling you that. On Charlie Hunnam. I have a man crush on him. He's with us on Monday, I know. A little bit of throwing ahead there. Anyway, things on the way before four. It's about half three now. Which means that Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio. The Shadow Cabinet and trade union leaders are meeting to agree Labour's general election manifesto after a draft copy of it was leaked. Shadow Minister John Trickett says an exciting document is emerging.
It will speak to the whole country, to every part of the country, and it will speak for the many and not the few. We anticipate the manifesto will be the basis of our new government, which will take the whole country in a new direction.
The Conservatives say Labour is trying to take the UK back to the 70s with promises to nationalise the railways and Royal Mail. Three women have appeared in court in connection with what's thought to be the first all-female alleged British-based terror plot. The group, which include a mother and daughter, are charged in relation to the alleged planning of a knife attack in Westminster. They've been remanded into custody. The Bank of England has warned for the first time that Britons face a year of falling wages. Its governor, Mark Carney, has admitted 2017 will be a challenging time for British households as spending has slowed at a faster rate than expected. A company that made almost 100 million nuisance calls in 18 months has been fined a record £400,000 by the data watchdog. The automated calls by Kaboom Communications led to more than 1,000 complaints. And a Danish football club have been fined £17,000 after fans threw dead rats at two FC Copenhagen players during a match. Bromby had already given two supporters a one-year ban for it. The weather mild tonight with showery outbreaks of rain moving north to reach most places by morning. Lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be warm and sunny though. Heavy spells of rain likely in the west. Highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now?
Yes, there is.
Where did they get dead rats from?
Yeah.
Where'd you buy a dead rat?
Maybe they didn't buy them. Maybe they killed them.
Where were you catching rats?
Was that a little tease towards animal news?
No, I've got nice... Well, I've got different animal news stories.
I mean,
that was animal news.
You could have slipped that into animal news and no one would have minded, is what I'm saying.
I'd already written the other animal stories.
All right. Well, there is bonus news now. It's what we do at 3.30 every day. It's the favourite feature of Beverly Turner of LBC. hi, Beverly, if you're listening. Now, if you don't know why we do it, let me explain. It's because Victoria's bulletins used to be 3 minutes long, and now they're 2 minutes long, and that's not long enough, because she gets paid the same. So why should she get paid the same for doing fewer work? Well, it's all right, because that's why bonus news is here. Animal, vegetable, mineral, on consecutive days. Today, animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
Wow, you're joining in, John.
Got to join in there, yeah.
So I'm going to start off with a suggestion which came from Sam Harris, who works at TalkSport.
Right, hello,
Sam. And if people want to suggest stories, they can, but on Twitter by tweeting me Victoria_Bourne. Anyway, so a woman who was baking brownies in the US had a surprise.
Sorry, hang on. She was cooking brownies?
Chocolate brownies, the edible food, not little girl.
Oh, God, right, sorry. That was awkward.
Anyway, she was baking chocolatey treats and she had a surprise when an angry bear tried to get into her house. So apparently it banged on her glass door for around 30 minutes. And so there's a picture on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Well, it's not the Bourne promotion.
Oh.
Well, it's obvious, obviously. But, a bear banged on her door.
Yeah.
Wearing earrings.
What, the bear?
The bear's wearing earrings.
Bearings?
What are you
talking about? Is it? Oh, it is, you're right.
It is wearing earrings.
And
the
it was...
bear's got stuck, like, drop-down earrings.
It's like Pat Butcher.
Yeah. So it was pictures standing on a wooden rail and with both its paws on the glass, so quite intimidating. And apparently it managed to open a screen door, so it got through like one layer of security.
Yeah.
And she was worried it would smash the glass. So anyway, her neighbour called 911. Yeah. But then the nuisance bear had left by the time they got there.
Why didn't she just give it a brownie and off you go?
They thought the brownies were what enticed it.
Right. No, to be clear, it is a bear.
Yes.
It's not a chimpanzee.
That's correct.
Called Bear.
It's wearing earrings.
This was an actual bear, not bear like the chimpanzee called Bear.
No one brought that up.
Well, no, I'm just clearing it up for people who
no
want to know.
No one thought that.
People want to know this.
You just want to talk about that again.
No, I don't.
Weird.
No. People aren't clear on what the details of BJ and the Bear.
Well, if they want to see the bear, which wanted brownies, they can on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Alex has tweeted as well. He says... where is it? It says, John, the... let me find it. Tell me more about this BJ and the Bear program.
Oh, man, Alex!
So, if the bear... What is the bear if it's not a bear? Well, Alex, BJ and the Bear was a...
You're not hijacking this! Stop it! A competition is underway for some of the country's fattest pets to win Britain's Biggest Loser. So you can see some pictures of the contenders on my Twitter page. Which I'm not going to say again. Anyway, they include Marshall the Pug, who gets fed fat from steaks, chicken nuggets and leftovers from any dinner. And he's 2'4", which is 66% overweight, and he needs to lose a stone. And there's also Pumpkin the Cat, who weighs 1 stone 8 pounds and is so big he once got stuck in a cat flap. And he's 46% overweight. He gets fed 3 times a day, does virtually no exercise, hates going outside, and apparently he likes to be fed ice cream and crisps. So not ideal diet for a cat, apparently.
Not really, no.
No, if you want...
The only certificate I've ever seen on a wall of a house... inside wall that wasn't a degree, because my grandparents used to proudly display a certificate for their dog who once won Slimmer of the Week.
What?
A dog Weight Watchers sort of thing.
What's
and they got
exactly
a certificate
like
and they framed it,
so they had
it on their wall.
They had a fat dog.
Yeah, Tay. Tay was the name of the
what
dog.
What breed was Tay?
Chocolate Labrador.
Oh, nice.
But did they feed it? What, it was a chocolate Labrador because they fed it chocolate? What,
no,
you're not supposed to feed chocolate to a dog.
A brown Labrador, John.
Yeah.
Racist. But did they fatten it, or was it fat when they got it?
It was already fat when they got it.
Okay.
She was a game dog, you know, in hunting where people shoot down birds and then these dogs go and collect it.
Yeah.
She got retired because she kept eating the game.
That's quite funny.
So they took it to there's a dog Weight Watcher.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Wow.
At least it was in the early noughties. And it won Slimmer of the Week, and my grandparents framed the certificate and put it up on the wall of their staircase.
Well, you've got to be proud. I think that's a beautiful thing. Also, though, if you've got because Weight Watchers is like for people who, you know, want to go and lose weight.
Mm.
But part of the problem with Weight Watchers, I suppose, is you need exercise, but also it's eating too much, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
So it's a case of not going to the fridge. But with a dog, you're kind of in control of what it eats around the house, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it's not hard. It's easier for a dog to lose weight, presumably.
Yeah, you can't just starve a dog. No, you get really upset.
You put the dog on a diet. The dog's not going to just pop in the fridge, is it? It doesn't.
No,
it can't open a fridge. It's not got opposable thumbs.
Well, no, but I guess if you leave your food lying around, it could just be stolen from the dog.
It's not even that.
The dog could steal it.
Obviously, my grandparents had 4 grandchildren who realised quite quickly if you feed the dog will sit by you and be your friend.
Oh, that's true.
Well,
that's
it's your fault. That's your fault, Cornelius.
That's the same with fat people, isn't it? So
can I do
you sit down, you know, befriend a fat person, you just drop some food on the floor, and they'll sit with you and be your friend, and that's nice.
Like
Moose in Talksport.
Moving
harsh.
On.
Come on, mate.
Yesterday on Virgin Radio Live, he deliberately ate a great big whole egg in his fat. Moose from Talksport yesterday picked up a whole egg and ate the whole thing, a cloud egg, on Jamie East's programme because he came up here.
What's a cloud egg?
Oh, it's an egg that they've made with bacon or something in it. And he picked it up and put it all in one. It was remarkable. He eats Ryvitas.
Yeah.
But they're a foot square.
It is really funny.
I don't know where he gets them. They're amazing.
It's like half A4 sheet.
Of a Ryvita. It's incredible. It's brilliant. Anyway.
I've got one more story.
Yes, go on then. Oh, music's run out.
Yep. and iconic fashion director Chanel's Karl Lagerfeld has started selling a stuffed toy version of his cat Choupette. So the replica of the small white feline, which has bright blue eyes, costs around £425. It's really expensive. And in case you're wondering, Choupette is a social media celebrity of her own, in her own right, and she has tens of thousands of followers on Instagram and Twitter. You can see a picture of the toy Choupette on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Is that the end of Animal News?
Yes.
Animal News.
Animal News. It was Animal News.
Animal News.
Animal News.
Animal News.
I said that. Animal News.
Animal News.
Animal
News.
Thank you. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you Paul Rossmaster, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. A magician out of Morgan and West are a duo of magicians. Is that the right... I don't know. Anyway, they do magic for kids. One of them is going to be on. I don't know whether it's Morgan or West. We'll find out. They will be having their knowledge tested as to Paul Ross next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only, excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
Hey Lego Batman, did you know that you can join Sky TV from £22 a month and enjoy big screen drama exclusively on Sky Atlantic?
Go on, I'm listening.
And you'll still get all your free preview favourites.
Oh, I love it. Keep going.
What's more, new and existing Sky TV customers can also add the UK's lowest price fibre for £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental. And the total setup fee is £39.95.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It is, isn't it? Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. Lowest price over 18 months. New 18-month contracts. Sky fibre areas only. 25 gig usage cap. Terms apply.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you. And when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europcar deliver and collect. The ultimate car hire service, available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europcar, including £1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europcar, moving your way. Find out more at europcar.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 heading northbound still slow going due to an earlier broken down vehicle on the M1 between junction 23A and 24 at the moment. All lanes there have been reopened, but traffic remains quite slow. Lane 1 of 4 was closed. Staying on the M1 and heading southbound this time, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between junction 20 for Lutterworth through towards 19 for the Catthorpe interchange. Again, traffic seems to be coping fairly well, and the M1 this time around Derbyshire has got the entry slip road closed to the services due to a broken down tanker between junction 28 and 29. I'm Andy Broxton.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue? It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over five other awards in the last year. That's right, it's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only. One voucher per order. Excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T's and C's apply.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
With Election Day looming just a few weeks away, as always, our studio will be occupied by the very best political pundits in the land. First up, I'll be joined by The Sun's political editor, Tom Newton Dunn, with all his inside Westminster gossip. And also by former political advisor to the Labour government, Aisha Hazarika, will join me too with the trending review.
Stop. Look. Listen. To sound. Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Come on, sit down.
I was just out there.
Yeah, I know. You've got to do the radio show, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I remember that now. What? Which one is it we're doing?
Haiku.
That's right. Do we have seen the news, Cornelius? There's a lot of news today. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, by the way. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Paul Rossmaster on the way very shortly. I don't know whether you've seen the news. There's lots of it. Labour have had a leaked manifesto.
Ugh.
Corbyn has prematurely leaked. And it's all over the newspapers, of course. And, the other parties have got involved as well, saying what they think about it. They're complaining that Conservatives are saying it's taken back to the 1970s. The Liberal Democrats have been talking about it as well. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, though, because I shall tell you why. We like to help. And we do it by taking the news and running it through the obvious medium of Japanese poetry. You find it renders it simple, because if you take the news and break it down into a rigid number of syllables, 575, what you get, is this. It's the news in haikus.
Why did Paul Weller say he'd do Eurovision? Got albums to sell.
Yep. The news in haikus. And now it is time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. That's right, it's radio's least popular quiz, pertaining to the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. Now, many have played this game. The object is to get to the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played. And to do that, you need to score some points. Trying to get there today, half of the magic duo that is Morgan and West, it's Rob West. Hello, Rob.
Hello there, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us, Rob. It's very good to have you on. Now, your show that you're doing, I know, More Magic for Kids. Tell us about that, Rob, before we start.
So we're doing it, a magic show for children in the London South Bank. If you'd like that in haiku form, it's Time Travelling Gents, perform a show for children on London South Bank.
Very good indeed.
No, I didn't get my head around that.
No, good.
It's in the half-term period. It's a big, silly magic show for kids.
It is, and very well reviewed it is too, and hilarious and good for all ages, prime times. Hugely talented. I'm guessing...
You're flattering me, you really are, but I appreciate it.
Superbly crafted, Rob, as well, is all I'm saying. That's what I'm just reading it out.
I've often been described as superbly crafted, and the show is as well.
Yeah,
so.
It's good. Well, the very opposite of superbly crafted is what you're about to do. And now, are you familiar with the radio broadcaster and brother of Jonathan, Paul Ross?
I know him like he's a brother of my very own.
Good. Then you've got three questions. What you're trying to do is get to the top of the leaderboard, as I say, with everyone else who's ever played. You're going to need some points, all right? So ears down, Rob, because this is where your knowledge of Paul Ross is well and truly tested. Here we go. Question number one. Now, it's a new film release question, Rob, and... here it is. Tomorrow sees the release of the new film Paul Ross Covenant. Now, it's the next sequel, of course, in the Alien series. Tells the story of a colony spaceship bound for a remote planet, which answers a distress call which seems to be emanating from a roundabout in the Maidenhead area. Unaware that the roundabout is a notorious dogging site, as reported in the tabloids, the crew land on the large, densely wooded traffic island and make a terrifying discovery. Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross is a hostile life form and forces the crew into a deadly fight for survival. Doubtless we always remember the standout sequence of the original film when Paul Ross exploded all over a crew member's chest. But Paul Ross Covenant isn't the only radio-based sci-fi film, Rob. Name the other one. Is it A, Guardians of the Galloway? A man in a hat teams up with a talking tree and a raccoon and gets angry because some aliens have occupied another planet's land. Is it B, Hardeep Impact? It's a film with Hardeep Singh Kohli in it, but that's as far as I'm prepared to go. Or is it C, Pacific Rim, which is something to do with Radio 2's Paul Gambaccini, but that's also as far as I'm prepared to go. Which of those do you think it is, A, B or C?
I could have sworn I've seen a couple of them, but I think it's going to be Guardians of the Galloway.
Is exactly right. Well done. Good. That's a very strong start. Rob West from Morgan and West playing the South Bank Udderbelly Festival Monday the 29th of May to Sunday the 4th of June.
That is my full name, yes.
Here's your question for number two. History. And the notorious... It was on this day, the notorious 1933 presenter burnings by the Nazis. They began to burn early morning broadcasters on this day in 1933 in what they called a cleansing by fire. In fact, any radio host deemed unacceptable to Nazi ideology was thrown on huge fires in town squares. And as a warning to anyone opposed to Nazism, Paul Ross, the presenter of Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast, was cast on the pyre because his open-minded attitude to all sorts of things didn't really fit in with a strict Aryan diktat. Firstly, they let Julie Hartley Brewer off with no problem at all and made her head of the SS. But of course, the 1933 Nazi presenter burnings aren't the only radio-based atrocity that there is. Radio-based atrocity. Which one is the correct answer to this question? A, Hardeep Singh Khmer Rouge, the talk radio stand-in presenter, commits atrocities. Is it B, the Rwandan genocide? Radio 4 Woman's Hour host Jenny Murray goes to Rwanda to host an important and enlightening debate about the terrible effects of FGM. Very worthy, actually, that. Very worth listening to. Or is the radio atrocity any regional heart radio breakfast show?
Yeah, no, I believe it is the third one. It's any regional heart radio show.
It is exactly right, Rob. Very good. Question number three for you now. It's a music question. I want you to have a listen to this music. Marine. That was Stan Ridgway, of course, with his Ghost of a Dead Marine-based hit from 1986 called Camouflage. Now, here's your unrelated question. A new baby talk radio breakfast host's fossil has been discovered in China, and it's been identified as a new species of feathered presenter. The hatchling was found beneath dense foliage on a notorious dogging site. It's a traffic roundabout in the Maidenhead area. And though the fossil is small, scientists say it would have grown into a fully adult talk radio breakfast host weighing more than 1,000 kilograms. It stretches the mind, said one scientist, to imagine this egg could have grown into a former adult host of the 90s Sky One quiz show Amoebas to Zebras. Here's your question, Rob. Name five famous mines. Five famous mines.
Mind?
Mind. M-I-N-D-S. Minds.
Well, it's the fine. So I'd go for Master Mind, who is obviously a young mind.
Very
the
good.
Son of Mr. Mind.
Yeah.
Mr. Mind, the lesser known one of the Mr. Men.
Yes.
Then we have Mind Freeze, which is when you get too much ice cream.
Very good.
Child Minder, which is someone that puts brains into children.
Yes, good.
And obviously then we have Mind the Mental Health Charity, which is not at all funny, but very worthy.
Very good. Well, I didn't even have to put a clock on you there. Very fat. Let me tell you what I'd written on the card. I had Never the Buzzcocks. I had that one.
Yep.
The Sex Pistols album of a similar name, Never Mind the...
Yep.
That one. The Gap...
strong one, yeah.
The Dennis Waterman, George Cole, ITV comedy drama, but I'm going to give you that because you said childminder, and that's the same word.
Exactly.
And I did also have Mind the Mental Health Charity, so you did pretty well there, actually. So
thank you. I think I do exceptionally.
Yeah, no, yeah, exceptional. Yes, indeed. I'd say, in fact, if I was going so far as to review it, I'd say hugely talented and superbly crafted. Well, your performance.
Then that would be very derivative of reviews we've otherwise had for our successful children's shows.
Yes, it would. But look, stay there, because we've just got to work out your score. Now, to work out your score, this is slightly embarrassing, Rob, but because we have to put it into the system, and it's a very slow system. So just bear in mind, paid intern Cornelius is about to enter your details.
Hi there, Rob.
Into the system, and then we'll give you your score. And remember, you are looking for some points, to get you to the top of the leaderboard. It's a very slow system, though, actually. Right, we're in. All right, fine, good. Okay, here we go. Let's work out the score. Rob West from Morgan and West.
Okay, hi, Rob. How do you spell Rob?
R for Rob.
Yeah.
O as in the middle letter of Rob.
Yeah.
And then B for Bob, short for Rob.
Okay, Rob West. Excellent. Do you know Jamie East?
No, but I know Susan North.
Don't worry, no one does. Okay, Morgan and West.
Morgan and West.
Yep.
Sounds like a bank.
Yeah, it's not a bank. It's More Magic for Kids. Monday the 29th of May. Sunday the 4th of June.
Fourth
of June.
Fourth.
The Spiegel Tent. Underbelly Festival. Right. South Bank.
Is it IE or EI?
Award-winning. Very good show.
Very good show.
More
okay,
Magic for
I'll
Kids,
just print that off.
Okay, good. Here we go. We're looking for some points. Let's print it off. Let's see what Rob got. Okay. Very slow printer, sorry about that. Budget issue. There we go. Printed, right, there we go. So, what are the scores? Did Rob West from Morgan and West reach? Get the required some points.
I can confess that Morgan and West,
but particularly West,
Rob,
yeah,
scored.
Yeah,
some points.
Well done, good work.
Yeah,
good work, Rob. Good work, Rob.
Rob West.
South Bank.
After Spiegel Tent,
children's show. There we go, Rob. Thank you very much.
I'm very to say I'm elated. It would be a word. Yeah.
Good. Good. Rob West there from Morgan and West. It's not a bank. Right. Good. It's well, Sam Delaney's here because it's almost time for him.
Yeah.
And Cornelius has just pointed out that he's dressed as Del Boy.
What part of this is like Del Boy?
This is a raincoat.
Del Boy never wore a raincoat.
Just
you're thinking of a Crombie, you imbecile.
The voice.
Right, and no, I don't sound like I'm from Peckham. I'm actually quite well spoken. And Del Boy never wore a hat like this. So, you know, fine, go for it, but think of something more accurate.
Flasher.
Yes, okay. All right, so that makes sense, because this is what flashers wear. They wear Max just like this.
There we go.
All right, so that's fine.
So I didn't think your jeans looked like much one of a flasher's, but that's fine.
Oh, what do a flasher's jeans look like? Oh, I don't know, ask your dad.
What's
touchy today, aren't you?
Owned.
You were owned.
You've been owned. You're in a box now, right, that belongs to me. I've locked you in it, and I'm not putting any air holes in. I don't know what's happening.
No, of course not.
Jeremy Corbyn's been live. He's come out. He said, we've just had a conversation and decided what will be in our manifesto, which is really weird, even if you forget about the leak. It's like, why are you deciding that now? The election's 3 weeks ago. You've only decided what your policies are. Anyway, he says they're cracking policies.
Yeah.
And
he'll
reveal them to us in 3 days. What are you talking about?
It would be good if this one had just been a joke.
Yeah, but... The thing about this is, right, everyone is laughing at the Labour Party because they're saying, they let their manifesto get leaked and it's full of old-fashioned ideas. But the thing is, It's actually sensational, this manifesto, because it has so many big ideas in it. And every election that I can remember in my adult life, certainly, has had the really tedious but fairly accurate refrain of people going, oh, well, they're all the same, aren't they? I mean, the manifesto's all the same. They all believe in the same thing. It's kind of true a lot of the time. That's not the case this time.
No.
He's come out and he said, this is my vision of what the UK should be like. It's completely different to what the other lot think. Make your mind up on Juniet.
Yeah, so, yeah, fair enough.
You know, we shouldn't be laughing. We should be looking at that, trying to make sense of it, let the people decide what they think on June the 8th. But I've got to say, I don't know if you've seen a lot of the coverage and listened to it on other stations and stuff. It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, it does feel... We are under a lot of scrutiny from the authorities about being balanced during an election,
That's right.
It should be. I don't think everyone is being that balanced. We will be.
We were very balanced about it today because when Jeremy Corbyn's car ran over a cameraman's foot, we were very keen to follow the other parties to have them run over cameramen's feet as well.
Yeah. Which is it's all spin, though, isn't it? I mean, I always think when you want to launch a manifesto, you need to get attention to cut through.
Yeah.
So and you need a stunt. So he said, because he's out there, he said, what we're going to do is we're going to run someone over.
Yeah.
And it's like a drive-by. We'll lob a manifesto out the window, we'll run some over, and then we'll just do one.
Yeah.
And it's worked, because we're all talking about
it. There we go. More of it with Sam Delaney after 4 o'clock drive here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Have a good evening.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. The polls, the papers, the policies.
We've grasped the nettle hand, we've taken it on board.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.